about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We ought to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Hal?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides you, average anti-social.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, it's time!
Yes, it's time. I hope you can hear me.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Milkman's here. Yay, Milkman made it.
Oh, fuck. Dude, man, my thing has been tripping. I'm sorry, man. My mother called me for Thanksgiving. You called fucking Ed. The dad keeps calling me 5 times in a row, and I'm trying to answer and trying to get on the show. I apologize, dearly.
Yeah, and you're an idiot.
All right. Thank you. That's what I get for being nice, you bitches.
Yeah. Hello.
Now the dad's calling again. What the fuck do you want, the dad? What? Push this button, it's going to crash, because last time it crashed.
Hey, Brad, can you take over for a second?
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
And,
yeah, and that was Madhouse Live. Now on to the next shows.
Good night, everyone. do you think you should talk about the whole fund thing, or do we want to wait for Carlito on that?
The fundraiser?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't mind talking about it. I thought we were going to do a couple pranks, but apparently Carlito got caught up on something. So, yay!
Or what do you think, Milkman? Should we? Or should we kind of hold up? Oh, he's gone.
I don't know what's going on, man. I think it crashed. The dead keeps calling me every 5 minutes. He won't answer. I answer the phone. He won't answer.
Perfect timing. The nurse comes in right at... Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yell at her and tell her, can't you see I'm doing a fucking show here?
The dead ruins everything.
I just see him breaking the law here.
Pat her on the head. Pat her on the head and rub her on the backside and tell her happy Thanksgiving, Hermano.
Yeah, that'll go. Well, while we're waiting for her to come back with my pain medication, this is the kickoff to the 24-hour prank call marathon.
Yay!
I wanted to note, when did we start? We started at 05. 10:05 Eastern, correct?
We were late because
bullshit,
of me. Because
I'm ending my show at 10 tomorrow, so it's not quite a 24-hour show. No, I'm just kidding.
We just wrap it up at this point, huh?
We tried. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Fast forward.
Yes, that's right. Okay, yeah, so I've been in the hospital. I'm still in the hospital. I'll get out on Monday.
Whoa.
What was that? Mr. Carlito cut out.
Rest in peace, Carlito.
Yeah, he put his headphone out.
So apparently he just flatlined. All right, now this show is dedicated.
He's got a headphone. I think he accidentally pulled it out, guys. He'll notice in a second here.
Yeah, I heard the static sound.
Yeah. If that was him.
Hello.
Hey, Carlito.
They brought him back
there
to life.
It
almost worked. They hit him in the heart with an adrenaline shot.
It worked.
All right, take over, guys.
This is like
stand back and click. Yeah, there you go.
This is like the movie Pink Floyd, The Wall, where he's damn near dying, but the show has to go on, man. So, I guess I'll go ahead and talk for a minute. This is the 2014 24-hour Pranksgiving special that it's annual. This is my second one. How many of these have happened, 24-hour shows on Thanksgiving?
It's the third. Well, I mean, Carlito does it every year on his own.
But was it always a 24-hour show?
No, this is the third year for 24 hours.
Okay, so as, you know, as Prank Call Nation grows, you know, it gets easier to do cool things like a 24-hour nonstop fucking show. So here we are rocking it out, and it's good to – I'm glad Milkman joined us. Welcome, Milkman. I don't know if I've ever been on a show with you much. I hear you all the time because I listen to a bunch of old stuff when I'm at work. So if I hadn't met you before, nice to meet you, Milkman.
Yeah, I think we spoke before. It's an honor to speak with you, man. Dude, you're one fun fucker, dude. I think you're great, man.
Get a room.
I'm doing a lot
of
good things over here at the network. Really
appreciate
proud to have you on, man. Thanks a lot for having us out. You and Arby's. come and save the day. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, well, we do what we can to keep the you know, prank call community rolling. It's all I have in life.
Hey, there's nothing better, my friend. Nothing better, because when everything else disappoints you, you still got this.
Yeah, I can have the shittiest day in the world, and if I come in and get 2-3 good calls in a row on a show night, man, it just turns the whole fucking weekend around. So
I love to just listen sometimes on the old stuff and just sit there, and I'll just like go back in time. I'll laugh my ass off to tears sometimes. Man, I love listening to this shit, man. Yeah. This is 9 years for the Madhouse. We put on our Thanksgiving special, the 9th Thanksgiving special. Dude, Jesus. Like, I feel like this is sci-fi and shit. Like, because, like, we start out so primitive, dude. Phone cards, telephones, yeah, and all that bullshit, microphones and stuff. Like, it's like sci-fi. My gosh, we got the ultimate dream community we dreamed of 10 years ago, finally. Now, we've got ladies, we've got fucking people on digital, we've got fucking people from we don't even know, all this new talent, dude. This is like sci-fi for me. I'm freaking out.
Just the quality of everything in general, because even listening, you know, just like you're saying, using the phone cards and stuff, if I listen to stuff like some of the best stuff, and it's like 5 years ago or more, the quality was just kind of shot, you know. Things like Skype had to come along, and now it's like fucking brilliant, dude. It's like radio quality as long as you have a good mic and a mixer. So
for real, dude, we got bandwidth, man. Back in the day, you didn't have bandwidth, so you know, audio quality always suffered, man.
Yeah,
but this is a big improvement, man. It's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Well,
Enigma wants me to remind everyone that there is no Mixler chat room anymore. We've disabled it. So if you want in, like, he's around tonight, so if you want to join the IRC, I think you go to prankcallnation.com/chat, and there's instructions. Just follow the instructions and be patient. Like, hang out and pound help,
because it's all manual. But
yeah there's another channel, pound help. That's where you go to hang out and wait to be authenticated or authorized or whatever, approved. That's the word.
Hey, go through the steps, guys. It's totally worth it, man. Enigma is a good man who'll help you out. You got Colonel Clay, MST3 Clay. These guys will help you out, man. Get over in the pound help chat if you're new to the chat and you want to come on board, man. We'll have our boy over here take care of you.
Mr. Clay is giving you guys $5 in bitcoins to every new chat subscriber. So just message him.
Real quick, guys, just a few more minutes. I'll be back. I'm very sorry. Thank you.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. We can kick it off without you. Not a big deal.
Yep. Fuck this shit. I'm quitting.
Hey, we'll all throw in 5 gold stars from the Madhouse, too, if you want to join. Yeah. Get over there, man. You got Arby's deal and you got the Madhouse deal. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. Bitcoin, and you know what? I'm just going to, you know, go ahead and, because I'm always putting out Craigslist ads for thousands of dollars. And so I'm just, you know, I'm going to give $8,000 to anybody who joins the Mixler chat tonight. Or our chat.
The next person to join is going to get
the next person to join gets $8,000, okay? At this point, I owe so much fake money that I'm willing to put another $8,000 out there.
Hell yeah. Monoprop my ass.
That's the approximate value of the new PLA coin. $8,000.
Yeah.
So you could buy one then.
What is that, you know, like $50, man? 55 sterling?
What's that?
What are the value up to? Like $55?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, somewhere around there. I stopped keeping track. It's just too much effort to keep track.
I can't keep up with you. The conversion rate just keeps soaring, dude. It's like, man, the value is just going up, man. I'm going to have to, like, somehow get one. I'm going to have to get one because, like, you know, I want to give this to my children someday. Yep.
There you go.
They only go up in value.
And to anybody who does just listen through Mixler and they are now interested in the chat, it really is well worth it. It changes an element. It's very interactive. Most of the show hosts pay attention to it. If you guys listen to my show regularly, you will know that I turn to the chat room for ideas. I make it a game all the time. So it's worth getting in the chat. You know, and it puts a new element outside of, you know, an interactive element. So
I steal ideas all the time from the chat.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's a gold mine.
Yep. And I get all the credit. Everyone thinks I'm funny. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not funny. You guys are collectively. I just have the balls to get on the horn and say what you want to say.
Okay, I'm back. I'm here. All right.
We already finished.
We were just bullshitting.
Shooting the shit. Thank you, guys. Okay. All right, so did you guys get the particulars out? I don't even know.
We didn't really talk about anything that you would have talked about.
Okay, no. Good. All right, let's do a prank call real quick, and then we got to kick this off.
Awesome. Okay.
So it's official. 15 minutes in, we haven't done a call yet. Shit.
Yeah, that's a breach of contract. But we've only been on since 5
you guys
hours.
Yeah, like my show. My show would have another 30 minutes of talking before we do.
Yeah. So, Brad, you're going to do the dialing for me. Did you get layaway customers, was it?
Want me to pull those up?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Give me 1 second then. I had to reboot everything, so got to pull up
the dial. Carlito, can I ask you a question? This chat room.
What?
Do we still have Ernie's number?
I do not.
Okay.
Is that the horse guy?
Yeah, he is.
The original horseman.
Yeah, the original horseman. I mean, we can call Guam and try to find him, but last time I think he was in the States again, so. I mean, who knows? Yeah. He's gone, okay. Man. We've lost him.
That's all right, dude, because there's always something new. New spark will come along, dude. We'll find a new friend of the Madhouse.
I hope so.
Better yet, an enemy of the Madhouse.
I feel real out of practice, so forgive me in advance, but...
I think once you get one... Hey, Arby, remember the one we spoke about today or yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Let's pull that one off before I get off the air tonight.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be on too long, guys, because I got 6 hours I got to do tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Get down, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Going in... Well,
Train Rick had a drop. He has exams, is it, or something, I guess.
Yeah, he had some exams come up, but I get it, man. There's more important shit than this. It's just it sucked that it was last minute because I had to scramble, but I got enough co-hosts that are coming in and out. I got Lux with me tomorrow between 1 and 4, and then my regular guys between 7 and 10, so I won't wear out. I got enough people to do calls.
Carlito, can you read the Skype chat easily? Or you
yeah,
just...
I can. I can at the moment, yeah.
Okay, I just posted a name. This is a layaway at a retail store. Okay. I believe she did the layaway today.
Okay.
She got a 52-inch tree. Wait, is that right? What, is
52 foot? No, it's got to be.
No, it's inches. It's a shorter tree.
Maybe she said TV. Maybe it's a 52-inch TV.
Oh, that could
be. So.
I don't know.
No, she got the Times Square TV. The Rockefeller Center TV.
Let me make... that would be awesome. Yeah. Let me make a very quick test call. You can hear the ringing, right?
Yep.
Can you hear that lady? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm going to make the call. Her name's all Teresa.
Right. Teresa, she got decorations, ornaments, an angel, 52-inch tree, bows, fleece, and gloves. Okay.
Yeah. I remember the lady that
definitely
read me
a tree.
She's kind of muttering a bit, but... Maybe she said TV. Anyway, okay, here it goes.
Okay, here goes. Woo.
You have reached the voicemail box of 90.
It's like a 4.5-foot tree, right?
Okay, this next one we're not going to talk about as much beforehand because it'd be pointless because they're just not going to pick up anyway.
Right, what's the point? Janice. Ooh, I like that last name.
Okay, man, I'm so confused. This whole setup of live shows and... Yeah. I'm sober, I swear.
All she got was a camel. Oh, God.
She better pick up. Should I give her one more try?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, is
did
that
she?
Oh,
I was hanging up as she said hello.
Yeah,
so here, okay,
I
here
did
goes.
It all
here
time.
Goes.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, is that Janice?
This might be Anthony's ranking.
What did you say? I don't speak Negro.
Okay, I'm gonna get her. Bianca!
What? Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, is that Janice?
Oh, who is he?
Oh, well, I'm from the layaway. You got a candle
oh, okay.
today?
Your number wasn't saved, my man.
Are you from Africa?
What you doing?
I'm calling on the phone.
Oh. Oh,
what are you doing?
To let you know something.
What?
This is not really me.
It's not really you.
This is my voicemail.
Motherfucker.
You was talking to me. And you thought I was replying.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's brilliant.
Oh, crap, it's long. You let me alone.
Oh, my gosh. Crap, some other thing.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm still not convinced it's a voicemail.
I'm not either.
After you leave a message.
Holy shit.
Oh,
that
was,
that was
a very convincing one, because you couldn't understand what the fuck she was saying.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't speak English, that's a good place to start, you fucking retard.
Yeah, it's like, ooba dooba dooba dooba.
I'll come and get some head. I'll get some head.
We just got beat at our own game. We're 20 minutes in, and we just got our asses kicked.
Okay, here's Deborah.
Good call, man. I love that, man. I forget our...
Ivy's going off, motherfucker. You guys might have to take
it. Now Cross is going to get pissed. Watch out.
Yeah.
You guys get to hear the beeping.
Hello.
Yeah, is that Deborah?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from the layaway. How are you, honey?
Calling from who?
The layaway? You got some layaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you down here. The computer is just shows me a screen, you know? And it tells me what you got, but we got everything mixed up.
Uh-huh.
I've got here that you got LDS bottoms.
Yeah.
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, so these are like the special magical underwears that you got?
No, I didn't have no underwear.
Isn't this the LDS bottoms? Those are the Mormon underwear, right? Like the bottoms that you wear? For Mormon people?
What place is this?
I'm calling from the layaway. You got the shoes, a can opener?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're a Mormon though, because
and
I'm putting in the computer.
I got a coat on a table.
Yeah, but you got LDS bottoms. The computer says it's for Mormons. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also had your picture in on the cameras here that you were African-American.
Uh-huh.
The computer comes up with an error really big because black people can't be Mormon.
Okay.
So we need you to get a signed document from your pastor at your Latter-day Saint organization.
Okay.
We need you to get it signed with the raised seal, and you need to bring it in. You hear the computer's beeping. It doesn't want me to put it in that these are for you.
Okay.
Because you're black.
Okay.
And black people can't be Mormons.
Okay.
Okay. How long have you been Mormon for?
Luke.
Hello.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I need you to go to your pastor and get him to. We have a form we need you to pick up and give to your pastor that confirms that you're a black Mormon.
Okay.
So that we can get these in layaway. But if you don't do it, you're not going to get your deposit back, and you have 24 hours to do it. And we're going to put everything back.
Okay.
Okay. And why are you part of an evil cult like that? Anyway.
Dude, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. You gone on someone.
I like the fade out of that one.
Seriously, how would they?
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. How you going off here, Sam?
But that's what it is, right? That's the God damn that fucking beep.
I know.
It worked well with
we
the prank.
Alive.
Yeah. Call her back. When do you take it real quick? Brad, maybe ask her. I don't know if you want.
Okay, all right.
You can call as my supervisor.
I like how you insulted her race and religion all in one. It was brilliant.
All in one, yeah.
Now you got to get the size of the panties in. You got to get the size of panties. 38s.
Okay. Is that what that is, bottom?
Did she marry into it, or was she... Yeah.
A 38 petite. Size 38 petite.
Size 38 petite. Yeah.
Look at the computer. Error.
She's not gonna pick up now.
I just don't understand why.
We just need to know how she won. I don't get it.
Throwing that devil phone out the window.
I love the beeping, man. We could actually work this into the skit, like the alarm skit and others that's built in tonight, man.
I'm disarming a bomb.
All kinds of reject signals there. Reject you for all kinds of reasons. Beep, beep.
Who puts a can opener on my way? For God's sake.
Yeah.
What are they, like $2.99?
Yeah. She's not answering, I guess.
Unless that's one fucking super special can opener.
Yeah. Well, I can mute myself quick. Jai, if you wanted to, you had something you wanted to talk about, what we're going to be doing for the holidays this year?
Yeah. I'll go ahead and plug that. All right, guys. For the next, well, I guess 3.5 weeks. Yeah, it's about 3.5 weeks. You're going to be hearing a lot about this. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to quit plugging the PCN Patreon just out of the fact that we view this as something much more important. As you guys probably remember, or if you're new, maybe you're new and so you don't remember, last year we basically adopted a family. I end up making a video called The Year Madhouse Saved Christmas. There's this lady Bo, and it kind of happened by random, I guess, to take it back. And basically I felt really bad. I was going to prank her and, mess with her as like an undesirable Santa, I guess would be the best way to describe it, and I was going to mess with her. And then her situation just, man, it tore me up. I mean, anybody who was, part of my crew at the time, they can verify, man. As soon as I freaking read that, I got them on the horn and I could barely hold my emotions together. This lady was in a really bad spot and she was looking for anything to, save Christmas. So basically in 4 days, me and the other hosts got together and we made a fundraiser and we literally saved this family's Christmas. They got their gifts after Christmas because they lived all the way up in Alaska and we're 4 days from Christmas, so it just couldn't happen right on Christmas. But her family understood, and they got some really cool shit. We raised her about $450 in 4 days, and I mean, the thanks that came back to us from Bo. I mean, Bo came to our chat room and hung out and thanked us. And hell, she might still even try to come back around. It's just now that we've switched, I guess stations, we switch call letters. But anyways, we really touched that family and I couldn't have been any more proud of everybody. And I made, a funny video and then I made another video and I thanked everybody like crazy and it was pretty awesome. Well, this year as probably in October, I think it was, Carlito, we were all talking. We do a little group meeting here and there, all the hosts get together and we just kind of talk about, where things are and what angle we want to take things, stuff like that. Just kind of a little meeting. And we thought, why don't we do something like that again, And everybody was like, yeah, that was great. It felt great. It was amazing to see a group of internet trolls, really good internet trolls, get together and do something to show that, we're not just complete assholes. We just like to fuck with people, but we still care, right? So I was given the task of, well, can you find another family? Well, I really didn't want to put out fake Santa Claus ads and sift through the sad ads looking for the next one to make me cry. So I thought about it for a while, and what I did is I'd gotten a hold of the Salvation Army, my local Salvation Army. I live in an area that was hit pretty hard by automotive shrinking, okay, the globalization of automotive, you know. And so basically I got a hold, you know, and I was like, there has to be some local family, right? So I got a hold of Salvation Army because I figured they know families, right? So I got a hold of them, and it turns out Salvation Army actually has a really cool program called Adopt a Family. And so I was like, well, shit, tell me some more about this. And basically it works like this. You know, they give me a list of names, ages, and then the family has a wish list. And they always look – they said we don't look for families who are there because they just don't do nothing, right? They don't look for, oh, well, you know, mom's been hooked on crack for the last 15 years, so the kids don't get anything for Christmas, and
never really know sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and so they actually try to find somebody who is just, you know, down on their luck is a good term, right? So I said, well, I guess I said we're very interested, you know, and I got with everybody, and everybody said, yeah, let's see what they'll give us. So I got this story, and Bo's story was sad, but this story is even sadder. So, hey, Arby, did we go live with the fundraising page? Is there a link on the front page yet, or do I?
I just figured we would just tell people where it is.
Okay. That's what we'll do then. I'll put this link up here in just a minute in the chat room, and we'll start sharing it for everybody, but and you can read my write-up, but basically I'll just read it to you. I said, hey guys, it's that time of season again. You know, the one where we indulge ourselves in consumerism so we can compete in the who has the best shit game. Well, this year PCN is adopting another family, and that is, or another family that is in a tight spot, so they too can have some cool shit for Christmas. But in all seriousness, I found a really sweet family that is truly in need of our help. The mother's name is Jeannie, and until last year, well, a little bit more than last year, but until last year sometime, so it's been like a year and a half, she was working full time. See, Jeannie has three kids, and her youngest has brain tumors that require constant care, and due to her constant absences from work, she lost her job, you know, because she pretty much had to make a choice. Either that is totally inappropriate.
Sorry.
Funny.
That was actually an accident.
Dun, dun, dun. But so now basically, you know, due to that situation, she's living on Social Security income for her youngest, because she's basically, you know, since she can't work, you know, the government's stepping in and including in giving Social Security because she has to somehow pay for this child and get all the help she can. And apparently the awesome dad, he contributes too, for the youngest kid. But it's through garnished wages, so we can kind of see what that situation is, right? And, you know, and the kid, the poor kid, you know, I'm not using names on purpose, and I really don't want to get into that. Matter of fact, I was told, for privacy reasons, just be real vague, you know. So anyways, and you know, and just to give you a little backstory of the situation this kid is in, is he actually lost his sight not too long ago.
Did she try trading him in for a new one?
What's that?
Nothing, go ahead.
Oh my god, jerk. Stop it, I'm pulling on heartstrings, jerk.
Okay, sorry.
We can make that joke. It happened to me.
Let me turn up the sad music.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Well, he lost his sight, but they were able to go in and they removed a tumor that was pinching on his, what do they call that? The optic nerve, I think. It was pushing on there and that was making his sight, so it was damn near gone, and they were able to remove it, and his sight's back. You know, it's probably a little goofy still, just because, you know, that kind of damage can be long lasting.
Goofy, well, that's insensitive.
Yeah, that is, but you know what, it's...
I'm ashamed of you.
Stop it.
I'll stop. You know,
I'm quitting.
No. Let's be serious. Okay.
And, you know, and you know, I guess to get back to serious, because it's hard to talk about this shit without getting emotional. So I actually thank you guys for the jokes. It helps keep me a little bit in pace here. And, you know, the worst thing of all is, you know, the doctors aren't sure if he will recover altogether. They said they don't want to speculate. You know, they go in, they take out what tumors they can. If tumors start to grow again, that kind of thing. But it, you know, in all honesty, it's affected the family big time. You know, the other two children, they've had to grow up extremely quick dealing with this stuff. They've had to learn to go without. You know, they, one of the stories that the lady from, what was it called? The Salvation Army, the lady who runs this program, one thing she told me is, you know, like when she was interviewing the children, one of the things that they said is, you know, it's the oldest child said to her, and he's in the upper teens, and he basically said, you know, it really is, you know, it's really hard because there's been days when, you know, he'd go to school and he'd come home and the power's out and it's going to be out for the next 3 days, you know. So, I mean, they're choosing food or electricity. They're in that type of spot right now, you know. So, there you go. That's better. Sad music. So as you can imagine, man, that's just a bad spot. You got somebody who is trying in life, but they had to choose, you know, and it's not even really a choice, right? I hope any of you would make that same goddamn choice. If you had a child who needed your constant care, you're going to go ahead and accept poverty. And if it's your brother or sister, you're going to accept that, well, this is the way it is. It could be worse. Our siblings still here. So, you know, I'm not here to make us all bum out. I just wanted to really get the story out there, and you could read about the story. And I really think when I read this one, I thought this family freaking deserves it, man. There's no way around it. There's families who struggle, but this family, I mean, what we're on the verge of doing here, because no matter what, they're getting something. What they get, that's up to us. And we're creating memories, okay? And what the doctors had said is, you know, they don't know. So these, for this family, these may be some of the, you know, the memories that they have of, you know, the youngest, you know, if unfortunately cancer wins. And, you know, it's, brain cancer is not a joke. If you've ever known anybody with brain cancer, it's not like it's a 50-50 fight, you know what I mean? It's one of those really tight fights. So, anyways, we're going to set a goal of $500 this year. We have 3.5 weeks. We're kicking off tonight. I'm going to throw the link up in a minute. And the last night that you can give is Tuesday, December 16th, because I have to have all the presents bought. And I did receive, just so you guys know, I did receive a wish list that Salvation Army makes the family fill out. I received a wish list. And it's really basic stuff. They're not saying, oh, yeah, I need an Xbox. You know, it's not that. It's like shirts.
Electricity?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, they that
can
would
we
probably
just give them
be,
a
that
power
would probably
company?
Be on there if that was something that, you know. But what they're
how about
they
a power company voucher?
Was, you know, things like clothes. You know, probably little things that, you know, most of us just, you know. You know, say you're a high school student, you just have. You know what I mean? You just have. These kids, I don't think mom's taking them yearly school shopping. So, you know, it'll probably be nice. You know, these are the things they probably want. Just simple things like that, you know. So it's real basic. Anyways, the goal is $500 this year. If we get $500, because I don't have to go with their wish list. I can get them whatever, you know. So if I buy off of the wish list, it's fine, but I can see the avenue that they're going down. And then I have to include ingredients for a Christmas dinner that the family gets to cook up and make. So I'm going to donate my ham that my work gives me every year. And then, you know, on top of that, whatever else the money can buy. So $500 is the goal. I really hope that we can, you know, come together as a community again. I know the community's grown since last year. I think my video and the fact of what we did proved that, you know, we're not fooling you guys. We're not going to take the money and run kind of thing. We're giving. And so if you guys could, I would really appreciate it. Let me get that link up right now.
Yeah, what's the website? I don't remember. It's Christmas something, right?
No, it's, well, the actual address, the thing is you go to www.prankcallnation/fundraising. There's
okay.
The story in the donate button. So here in Hex Chat, you now have it. We'll get it up into a post. And you guys are going to see a lot of this, so sorry, it's going to seem kind of annoying. You know, it isn't gloryfoundation.com.
That's a better site, though, really.
What's that?
I said that's a better site, though, really.
Yeah. So after you go and donate, feel free to, you'll get a free membership to gloryholefoundation.com. So anyways, guys, I hope you can give. If you can give a dollar, it helps. So, I mean, if you can give $5, it helps. If you can afford 20, great. I had a couple people last year who got around like 50s and stuff like that. So whatever you can give will help. Again, I will make some kind of video. This video, will I'll try to format it a little different in the end, you know, but it'll be a video to show that, you know, what you guys did mattered and changed. And if it, right on the bottom here, it says if you are interested in donating via PayPal to PCN Saves Christmas at prankcallnation.com. So, but or you can just click the donate button at that link. So, that being said, guys, you know, let's have an awesome 24-hour show. You're going to hear every host bring this up, and, you know, and it's fine. I mean, you know, we won't try to waste too much of your time. This is just the big spiel right now, so everybody understands the work that I've been up to the last few weeks getting all this ready. So, let's do it. Prank Call Nation community is a beautiful community. I put so much effort into this community, and here's your chance just to give back, because I don't want a paycheck from you guys, but if I get to, your gift to me is if I get to go fucking shopping and shoot some video of me shopping and getting all the stuff together and boxing it up and bringing it, you know, wrapping it up and bringing it down to, you know, the place where they'll pick it up. And
you should go down there, Timney.
I'll try that.
Yes.
I'll
try that. Try not to get shot, but that'd be awesome.
And if nothing else, we'll just do like, you know, like, oh, I get it. We'll just, while they're sleeping, we'll just kick in their door and we'll just, surprise! And that'll work out.
Sneak
and
into their bedroom.
Down. Yeah. No, you guys know we're just messed around. So anyways, that being said, let's continue.
Are we?
Donate, guys. I know we could do it. $500 in 3.5 weeks ain't shit compared to $450 in 4 days. So I know we can do it. You guys are a great community. So
I have my doubts.
On with the show.
Wolfman does drugs. All right, everybody. Yeah, listen, guys.
Oh, I share, and I will donate. If they can come close enough, I will give them a handful of this shit. I promise.
Oh, my God. You're so cool. That's what they need. Listen, Jayad,
I love you guys, man. You guys, seriously. No, I want to take one moment and tell you guys I love you guys. You guys are really great.
Oh,
you. You know, we have a lot of fun at other people's expense.
Yeah.
Not everybody out there appreciates it, but I do want to say we do have some good people around here. And even though we have a lot of fun, there are some good people. And I got to commend you, and I want to say thank you so much on behalf of the human race, man. We got a few nice people in here. And I know you kids out there are laughing. I'm like, oh, this is a bunch of bull hooey. But sometimes, you know, in life, man, we all got problems. And, you know, someday it may be your turn, you know, and maybe you're having it now. You know, so just remember, man. You know, there's other people in the world too that have suffering, and I'm glad to hear you doing it, man. Thanks.
All right,
listen,
we can do something positive here. We fuck around all year. Let's do something positive. We did it last year. We'll do it this year. I can vouch for the adoptive family thing because I worked at a company for 4 years and we did it every year. It was a great experience. Let's do some positive.
Hey,
Jayad is help Jayad. We'll help us out with that. Jayad, thanks for bringing that up.
Can I give an incentive to everyone to donate?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, if we make it to $500, I'm gonna prank the family.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna do like the horrible prank.
But we gotta tell them at the end, right? We gotta tell them at the end.
No, we're gonna leave them scarred for life.
No, still, unfortunately, I don't have that type of connection this year. Where last year I fought my own family. But hey, and just to build on what Milkman said, he is absolutely right. I'm doing pretty good these days. I've gotten ahead. 5 years ago, I was pretty much homeless. So it can happen to you too. I mean, so there's a reason why I give a shit about the people who need. Okay,
it's not just because you're a good person at heart.
No, it's because I've been on the other end.
Oh, okay, so. All right.
Yeah. Hermano remembers that I was homeless in L.A., you know, during that fun time there I had in L.A. I ended up homeless, guys. So, you know, I never did bring that out, but I just want to tell you guys, it's not no freaking fun. It can happen to the best of us.
Yeah, Milkman was living in a storage facility, for God's sake.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I actually wrote this little mini book on how to survive on less than $20 a month, dude.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, remember that milkman took a shit in a box once and the lady found it the next day? You remember that milkman?
They found the fucking box. Remember that? This is all. I never disclosed this at the time because I was so ashamed, guys, right? Yeah. I mean, I felt
I kept it a secret too, yeah.
But now the secret is out, dude. Many years back during all those crazy stunts, biggest part of that time after I wasn't working, I was homeless, guys. Yeah. So I just ask you to, you know, just consider giving kindly, you know, the kindness of your heart, man. You know, if you have a couple bucks and a dollar.
All right. So that's we'll plug it.
Let's do some prank phone calls. So let's not disappoint these folks.
God, because we got over 200 people listening.
People are flipping out in the chat room.
Man, Carlito shit in a milk in a microwave and cooked it once.
Yeah, but I was 16 and high and drunk for the first time in my life.
That's no excuse.
Hey,
move it, Rival.
Let's, because I got to go soon. Can we try to pull off that prank that we talked about? So you get somebody on the line as a person at a store and piss them off, and then get them to want to speak to your manager.
Is that okay with you, Carlito? It's Carlito's show.
Of course, yeah. Are you kidding me? Okay. Yeah, sure, right. Cool. As long as it's a prank, I'm happy. That's cool.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna talk to Ebony. She brought dressers.
Okay, just get her to want to talk to the manager, and we'll be all set.
This could be a good idea. I think it's gonna take a few tries, though.
I need a dresser.
Hello.
Hello.
Ebony?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy over at the layaway department.
Uh-huh.
And you got those dressers?
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, we've gone ahead and donated two of your, you got five dressers, right?
My friend was with me and she had one in my layaway with mine. I have four.
Four, and then she has one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we've donated two of those to the Goodwill. It's like a thing we do starting on Thanksgiving, and we do it all through the holidays. So you're only going to get three dressers for the five that you paid for, or that you're going to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are being donated to charity.
Okay.
So you're only going to get three, just so you know.
Okay, so, which ones did they donate?
I don't know. They just picked two at random.
Wow. Okay.
They probably picked the most expensive ones. I don't know what the price. I don't actually have your sheet out here myself, but
yeah, they were $59 and they were marked down to $29 today.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. That's not that much then. So you basically, what I'm saying is, you donated two dressers valued at, you know, $29 or whatever they were, but you still have to pay for them.
Okay, how does that work then?
Well, it's a charity. It's a donation thing. It helps the less fortunate people.
Right, and I understand that. I'm just saying, how do they pick?
Oh, it's just random. Donates? They just they're like they base it on what the attitude of the person was at the counter. You know, they're just like, oh yeah, let's use that ladies for the donations. It's completely up to the layaway person.
Okay.
And
all right.
Yeah, so you're gonna get three dressers, but you're gonna pay for five. So, I don't know, you said your relative, maybe you could just not give her hers, and you'll get four?
Well, I'll try to tell her that. I don't know how that'll work, but, I mean, I guess I'll tell her that, though.
It's tax deductible, so, you know, just file it, we'll give you a receipt, and it'll be like a donation.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much.
And, also...
Stupid bitch.
Also... Oh, hey, come on. None of that. It's not her fault. The layaway lady, you know Mary, right? She's the one that checked you out?
Yeah, it was two of us. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she says you stole... there was a change container on the counter for, like, Jerry's Kids or one of those. I don't know, because it's gone now.
I haven't touched anything. You can go back and run a camera. I don't have a reason to take anything.
We looked on the camera, and we saw on the camera, you took one of those money things. It probably didn't even have $5
in it. No. I have never taken anything. I have never stolen anything. It was me and my friend standing there together. It was me and Lily Beeson. I purchased all of my stuff, and I don't know if Lily took anything, but I have never stolen a thing a day in my life.
Oh, no, we know it was you, because you're the one that paid, right?
Oh, no, we rung up two separate things, and me and her both can come over there, and you can see me and her.
Well, we know you
can run the tape.
We saw the tapes. No, we saw them. We know you both look like thieves.
Okay, and which one was Ebony?
I don't have to tell you anything, because I'm not the one on trial.
Okay, well, fixing to put on some clothes, so
well, I'll put my manager on. I'll put my manager on.
That's fine, because I have no reason to steal anything.
I don't see what your attitude problem is. I'll put my manager
because
on.
Because you're calling me, telling me that I'm donating a Chester drawer. Then you're telling me that I took something. I have never stolen anything a day in my life.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would love to speak with your manager now.
A thief would say the same thing, of course. You know.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, well, can I speak with your manager?
All right, hold on. Hey, Jihad, come here, this lady.
Because I have never taken anything out of a store, so if they go back and run the tape, I haven't sold shit.
Here's the manager.
Hello, this is Jihad.
Okay, that's fine.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jihad. I'm the night manager.
Okay, now, yes, because I want to get a clear understanding of this, because I have no reason to steal anything.
Okay.
I came into the store this morning, me and my friend Lily Beeson, we had 5 Chester drawers.
Okay.
I had 4, she had 1, okay? We stood up at the counter. If you run the tape back, it was 2 girls. It was a dark one and a light-skinned one. The dark one. I paid for the dresser. I bought a catacomb chest. The catacomb, I swiped my gift card, which was for $100. Hold on, let me get my receipt.
Okay.
Because I have no reason to steal anything. No, I don't want to be falsely accused of anything.
Ebony, I think I already know what the... Could you hold on just a second? I think I know what the problem is. Ebony, was Roy being a little bit rude there?
Who is Roy?
Roy, the guy you were just talking to. Was he being a little bit...
Yes, he was, because he just called me a thief.
Ma'am,
and I have never...
Ma'am, could you just hold on just a second? Roy, come here a second.
What?
All right, Roy, what did I tell you about talking to customers? You ever talk to another customer like that ever again? Don't you ever talk to a customer like that. You hear me? You are nice.
Please.
Ebony, I am so sorry for Roy's behavior.
You can't hit me.
No, I need to clear this up because I don't want anybody thinking I took anything.
Come here, just listen to
you.
I will, listen, I will give justice right now. Come here, Roy.
Get your hands off me. Ow, ow. Stop it.
Okay, Ebony. I think we've settled this matter. I don't think Roy's gonna ever talk to you like that ever again.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here, Ebony. Roy has just
pushed
the buttons here too much. We got this thing settled now. I think this is good justification, right?
My nose is bleeding.
Can we get a clear understanding of something?
Bloodied my fucking nose.
Yeah. But, man, my adrenaline's pumping so hard right now. I just punched him in the face like 6 times.
Bloody
it felt so good.
Okay, I have a question. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Ebony. What's up?
This is Kmart, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Jesus, I've been wanting to hit Roy for so long. This guy's had it coming,
man. I have nothing to do with you hitting Roy or anything else.
Yeah, but no. But Ebony, I did it for you. So I need you to, if he goes to districts with this, can you please say that you heard him hit me first or something?
Hold on for 1 second,
I can't lose my job, Ebony, and I like you. We will get this straight. I'll throw in do you need a computer desk? I have a great computer desk.
No, Ebony.
If the district manager finds out I just hit Roy like this, I'm going to get fired. Will you at least please, can I please tell the district manager that you heard he hit me first? Please?
What is your name? Okay, what is your name?
My name is Jihad St. Clair.
Spell that for me.
I'm the nighttime manager, so officially I'm an assistant manager.
Okay, can you spell St. Clair for me?
Yes, STCLAIRE. Oh, Jesus. I can't believe that just happened.
Okay, hold on. I can't hear you. I can't understand anything.
Oh, my God.
Okay, your name is what now?
Jihad St. Clair. J-I-A-D. And then St. Clair. STCLAIRE. Oh, my God. I have never just attacked a man like that. Ebony, please, will you please promise me that you'll tell the district manager? Because he's already on the phone.
While I got you on the phone, what is the number to the district's name?
What is his name?
No, what's the number of the district? Because I don't appreciate him calling my phone telling me that I had something
I think we're good. He's not going to call you and be rude ever again.
He called me and said I broke his fucking nose. Hold on.
He's
bleeding all over the place,
Ebony.
I don't care. I have nothing to do with that. I don't even really care about that.
No, I know, but I did it for you.
for him to call my phone and say that I took something, hell, if he wrote
Oh, yeah, you don't deserve that shit. Fuck him. I'll do it again. You want me to go hit him again?
No, I won't.
Bro, you've released the beast.
Okay, hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, my God. All right. You know what? I'm going to go beat the fucking shit out of Eddie in electronics now, too, man. That guy, he's been stealing my fucking lunch, man. Yeah! Okay. Release the beast!
Okay, excuse me. Is there a manager that I can contact in the morning?
No, I am the manager. Jad St. Clair. I'm the nighttime manager.
But I'm saying, for him to call me and tell me that, first off, my stuff has been donated that I put in the layaway,
No. And here's the thing. Let's work a deal. If you go ahead and tell the district manager that you heard Roy hit me first, if you tell him that, I'll get you those two desks, and you know what? I'll throw in. I got this computer desk that was returned. I'll give it to you for free.
No, thank you. I don't want anything for free. I don't want anything.
Well, I'll get you two back, but will you please tell the district manager that you heard him come up and hit me first? Please. I can't lose my job.
Okay. Hello. Can we get an understanding
will be pissed
here?
If I lose my job.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can
no. I'm here. What's
here?
Up? Sorry, Ebony. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to get an understanding.
And I'm gonna go beat the shit out of Eddie in electronics now.
Okay. I understand about your adrenaline, but this shit here makes no sense to me. For him to even fucking call my phone and say that I took something off a fucking counter. I don't have a fucking reason to steal. I work my ass off every day.
Yeah, that's why I beat the shit out of him, man. He's bleeding all over the place.
No. That's not what I'm trying. Where is this shit coming from is what I want to know. Because if anybody can go back and replay a fucking tape, they have coming up since. No, I haven't took shit.
Oh, shit, the tape. Oh, fuck, I didn't even think about the tape. The tape has me punching him right in the fucking nose. Holy shit, I'm screwed. Ebony, I am totally fucked.
Okay, what is the manager for the morning?
His name is John.
Okay, last name?
Tinkle. John Tinkle?
Tinkle?
Yeah, Tinkle.
Could you spell that? Okay, I understand all that. Could you spell, what is the phone number that I can contact someone in the morning?
It's 901-664-3286. You know what? If you're okay, because I'm going to have the regular
with the tape out there.
Here's what I'm going to do, Ebony. I'm going to have the actual store manager call you. Okay, I'm going to actually have him call you when he gets in.
Okay, what's the store manager's number? And I want to know where this bullshit comes from.
The actual store manager's number is 901-664-5564. Mm-hmm. That's his number.
Okay.
And we'll deal with that. But when you talk to him, I'm clearing my name first, and then
we'll worry about clearing your name.
Well, here's the thing. We'll get your name cleared. I'll put in a good word for you, and then in turn, when my manager calls you, can you just say over the phone that Roy was provoking me? Because that they can't tell on the tape, right? They can't tell that he was sitting there calling me an asshole, and we'll say that he threatened to fucking.
Listen, first off, I'm a Christian, I'm a mother, and I don't get involved in bullshit. So,
I believe in God too, and we should stick together on this.
No. I want to know, how did my name come up with saying something was taken? If you roll the fucking tapes back, you can see.
I don't know. I didn't look at the tapes. Roy called and I punched him in the fucking face.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. So where did Roy come up with this bullshit at?
I don't know. He's bleeding, and I think he actually got in his car and left.
I don't care about him getting in his car and leaving.
I'm trying to clear my name.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I gotta go try to stop him from calling the cops. So listen, Ebony.
Listen.
I'm gonna have my manager call you.
No. I have no time. No. That's not gonna work. Okay.
Why not?
I thought you wanted to talk to
my manager.
I do want to talk to your manager, but I don't indulge in bullshit. And I'm pretty sure you saw where I swiped my gift card to pay for my catacomb, which my total was more than...
Hey, how about this? If I didn't see anything, you didn't see anything. And then Roy's just a fucking liar at that point.
Hello? Well, Roy's a fucking liar to say that I took anything any goddamn way. Right.
And in turn, he's a liar to say I punched him in the nose.
Hold on. What? No, listen.
We got
why
this
would
again.
No. Why? Okay. Why would I take anything and then purchase something at the fucking layaway? What sense does that make?
And your problem doesn't matter to me. I'm going to lose my goddamn job if this gets to the district manager. I mean, this you got to understand, I'm already on probation here because of the other incident, okay? So I think you're free and clear. I need you to stand up for me, and I'll stand up for you.
No, I don't think I'm free and clear of anything. If he's picked my name up out of some bullshit where I have no clue what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah,
he
that's why I hit him.
My phone. He tells me that my shit that I put in the fucking layaway has been donated to fucking charity.
Listen,
I feel sorry for the less fortunate. I can't help that.
Yeah, but they probably smoke crap.
No. If I put something in the fucking layaway, evidently I needed it. I took my money that I worked for and I put that shit in the layaway. I bought my daughter's shit for Christmas that
you're
I will
a power
fucking
woman.
Return.
I get it.
Listen, I purchased a catacomb from there today. I purchased a catacomb, a urn, and two fucking bottles of Tahitian, the off-brand body wash. I will bring that shit back to that store, return it, and I will never spend another fucking penny in that store
I'm okay with that. If you just go ahead and if my district manager talks to you or
do you have the number for the district?
Speak with the manager. If you guys can work something out, I can stay out of jail and
if I can work it out? If I haven't took a damn thing, what am I working out?
Well, you know, the thing is I don't know. I didn't see the evidence. Maybe you did steal and maybe you need me and I need you. If this shit, we could use each other to get away with whatever we did.
Hey, let me tell you something. I have no reason to steal. I work every day. I have no reason to take nothing from anybody.
So do I. And I fucking snapped at work and did something crazy. Maybe you came to the store and you snapped and did something crazy. I'm not judging you.
Oh, my God. I have no reason to steal. But what time do you all close tonight?
Tonight we close at actually tonight's hours are weird because we're actually going to close at 11:30. But we're actually going to then reopen.
I don't
back
want shit
up
from
at
this
1:45.
Store. Let me just get my stuff.
Okay.
So kindly find my receipt.
Okay.
$70 for that. Yep. And hold on for just a second. This is my layaway. This is my layaway too.
Okay.
I will be returning that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. When the district manager calls, and I'm almost certain he's going to, based on the conversation it looks like Jeanine's having over there,
is it another manager that's there that somebody's having a conversation that I can speak with?
No, but she's on the phone with somebody, and she keeps looking at me.
Okay, I need her to, give her my cell phone number. Have her to call me right this minute.
I will.
I'm waiting by the phone right now.
Please stand up for me, and I will definitely. I'll have
her
call.
What is her name?
Please stand up for me.
What is her name?
Please.
Hello. What is her name?
No. Janine's on the phone. She's probably on the phone with the district manager.
Okay. Can I have the district manager's number?
Hey, Giad, I'm back. Guess what? I'm back.
Hey, Roy.
Guess
get
what?
Out of here.
Guess what? I have in my hand here.
What?
Looks a little like a hand pistol, doesn't it, motherfucker?
Get away from me.
Come on.
What the hell kind of shit is this? Hello? Hello?
What the hell just happened in here? What is this? Hello?
Oh, she's gone now.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh, my God.
Did I break the rules?
I can't believe you came in and murdered me. Okay. All right. It's official. I can't.
Sorry.
Because every time I do a Thanksgiving show, something goes
over. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
That was a great call. That lady, and she was so... RBCP, you set her up so good for me.
For a while, I didn't think she was going to get, you know...
That might be one of my best calls. If not, in a long time.
Yeah, that's definitely the best of the lightweight calls that I've heard, probably.
I just said, Jayed is the fucking shit. That was the best prank ever. Woo! And with that, guys, I retire.
All right, Jayed,
go out while you're on top, Jayed.
Hey, Jayed, before you go, Jayed, you there?
No, I'm here.
Before you go, Stalin Without the Charm just started us off with a $50 PayPal donation.
Holy shit. Thank you, Stalin.
And he's challenging other PCM listeners to match him. And, and go get some rest because you got a big day tomorrow.
I have a big day tomorrow. Yeah. But I'll probably just replay that prank for 6 hours.
That was awesome. Good work, man.
That was good. All right. Dude, when I was sitting there reading and you typed in, fuck, what did you type in? You said, this is... All of a sudden, I wasn't paying attention. I was just going, and you said, this is epic. And there's some other statements that all of a sudden, when I started reading what people were saying, I was like, holy shit, I've hit gold.
That was good. Yeah, we got to remember that number. We can have someone tomorrow morning call.
Yeah, I was thinking of having Baz or somebody. I don't know. Where's her location? Like, coast-wise?
Mr. Tinkle. That was hilarious. You spelled it even different.
John Tinkle.
Because I can't spell.
Hey, Robitussin in the chat room says we need to call her back and charge her with attempted murder. Or with murder, I guess, now.
Just to take a statement from the general manager or something.
Well, we'll all be making... the good thing is tomorrow...
Somebody take a witness report from her. Yeah. Take a witness report from her.
Here's
the cater in the crime.
I've never really met you guys in person, but we're probably going to meet pretty soon in a courtroom near you.
Yeah, it'll be great. We're going to finally have our meetup.
Okay. Oh, Ken said he'd call. He said he'll call as the manager.
Okay. Yeah, but Ken.
We got to wait, though. We got to wait a little while.
Say there was an incident. I don't know, man. We freaked her out. That one had to have freaked her.
Thank you.
I can't believe he came in and shot me.
Oh my god, that was great.
Well, that's the whole thing. You see, you never made a sound. That's what's cool, because you never actually played off that you had shot or anything. It's all in the imagination.
I've learned that from some
other. You never crossed the line. That's what's so good about it.
Yep, the only thing is I did is after the shot, I kind of went, otherwise, I didn't make it. You're right. I didn't say the words, right? Plus, Arby's the guru of all that is the rules to prank phone calls. So, if it's okay to shoot people over the phone,
I don't know.
That's not on the list.
Well, all you heard was him. Here, look what I got. And then you hear poof. You never said gun. Never said.
Oh
shot.
No, he said
the
hand.
No. It was like, what's this look like? A handgun? Huh? Like, who says that?
I don't know.
It's like some kind of 1940s spy.
Got a handgun. See.
Slowly I turn, step by step.
She started going, hello? Hello? Hello?
First thing oh my god, what was that?
What was that?
That would have been good. All right, guys. Again, donate. We'll always that was your present for that
long ramble.
Stalin Without the Charm. Thank you, Stalin. Yeah. All right,
Without the Charm.
Thanks, Jed.
Back on tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time, 1-4, and then again 7-10. So I hope everybody has good shows tonight. I need to get some rest.
Yep, no problem, man. Go get some rest. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks,
man. All right. Good luck to everybody.
Bye, Deanne.
Thanks for the great kickoff, buddy.
Thanks, man. See you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Jayed, everybody. Jayed, I guess it is Jayed. Okay.
Who knows at this point?
Who knows anymore? Well, he just said GI. That's what I'm going with from now on. Real quick, I wanted to mention, so we're on until 1 a.m. Eastern. After we're done, Big Sloth is going to kick off his show. There we go, with the nurse leaving the door open. God damn it. RBCP at Brad, you're going on at 4 o'clock Eastern? 1 o'clock your time then?
Yeah, 1 in the morning.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Oh, she did. Damn it. Baz goes on after that. He's taking the early shift, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Big Ken goes on from 10 to 1. And then Giad will be on from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock Eastern. Jag TV on from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we did have Trainwreck set up. He had something come up. So Jayed is going to wrap things up. I think it's going to be a big conglomeration of everybody at that point. From 7 to 10, that'll be our 24-hour thing. So you can go to prankcallnation.com/pranksgiving. Again, prankcallnation.com/pranksgiving if you want to get a rundown of that. You can actually hear.
Where can we listen to the audio stream at? I got a question because it's mentioned in the chat that the Mixler stream is broken. Is that right?
No, that was one person who was saying that, and no one else is having a problem.
People be telling us if it was down. Okay.
Yeah, no one else is having a problem.
Just a little bit of sensationalism. Sorry, interrupt.
Yeah. No worries. Okay, I do know that I did speak with Dirty Aaron last night on the phone. He gave me a call. We were catching up. He said he was going to try to make it for at least one show tomorrow as a guest. And I do know that the dialer has been invited to join us. He couldn't do a show this year. He had a good show last year. He was the second shift. But he did say if he was available, he would join us. So we're all looking forward to that. Later on in the show, I know Neon is going to be joining here when she's home for Thanksgiving. I know that Big Dwight Ken wants to join us here. Let me drop him in. Booyah.
Dude, this lineup you got cooked up is like the fantasy prank football lineup. You know what I mean?
It's the dream awesome. Team.
I mean, listen to all these fucking back-to-back kick-ass fucking acts, dude. Oh.
Sure, man.
If you don't listen to this whole thing, you're crazy, man, because it's going to be one fucking whacked-ass epic episode.
Yeah, exactly. Dark Stranger saying she's going to call in later also. So, DS, let us know when you're ready to join us. And, Matt, I forgot about Matt. Hang on, let me add Matt here. I did promise him. Matt wanted to be a part of the marathon, and I totally forgot. I'm sorry, Matt. Just so much going on.
Look what I got here. Looks kind of like a pistol donut, motherfucker.
I wanted to make sure she got what the noise was, because I didn't know what the gunshot was going to sound like. I pulled it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was like out in the range.
Yeah,
like out.
Yeah.
Hey,
sure.
Matt.
Hey, Maddie. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, y'all?
What's up? And Ken's here. Ken, of course. Hey, Ken. Well, we already heard him. Hey, Ken. Ken, you got any plans for your show? Are you doing BTR shit, or what's going on?
I was planning on it, and then my shift got moved.
Could you shut the door for me? Because I'm on a call. I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, right, and because it's so early, I won't have Dashy. But he is making promises about dropping the Colorific into my conference and leaving it there for me.
Okay.
So I should be able to use it. It's going to be a mix. Some BTR. I'll play by ear, see how good the shows are on there, and then probably do some department store calls. Call around asking for the newest and latest shit, fucking toys.
Yeah, and I did just also remember we had some people who expressed interest to calling in from stores as we prank them. I don't know how that would work out. Brad, remember we were talking about that'd be kind of difficult. But if you want to give it a shot, if you get with a host and want to coordinate something, all means.
I've noticed, I think Bob Vance, he offered to do that, and some other people I think did too.
Yeah.
It's hard to coordinate, really.
It's hard, yeah.
I'd like to. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it's fun, yeah. So, yeah, sure, when we... also, Brad, is that request system, is that up and running? Do we want to talk about that, or are we not...
We can give the URL, because the request will go to an email account that I've set up.
Okay, but what is it? Because, I'm not...
It's prankcallnation.com/requests, with an S, plural, requests.
Requestuses, okay, yep. All right, so that's...
What's up,
requests. Faggot? What's up? Matt, you all right? What are you doing? You drinking? Of course, never mind. Hey, it's drinking? Matt.
Am I conscious more than a few hours?
All right, there's my buddy Matt.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that was good. What we got next, Brad? Do you, want to give that? I had posted a number for a hotel just out of random, just to break it up a little back. Bit. Yeah, let's do it.
I got to scroll back and find that. Right. So it's a hotel?
Yeah, it's just a hotel. I was going to see if I could make a turkey in the room or something. I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna dial that one through Skype, I think.
All right.
Skype it up. You're like an amateur like me using Skype to call things. Fucking amateur.
Or as Milkman says, Skypiss.
You got it, Skypiss, baby. All the way.
D- Did y'all have a nice turkey day?
Calling the Embassy Suites Napa Valley. If you know your party's extension, you may dial at any time during this message.
For rate information, existing
Please hold on while I try that extension.
In place of the turkey that I spared, if he's on my Facebook, I spared that motherfucker. So I had a ham dinner, actually.
I went to Walmart and got...
Thank you for calling Napa Valley. Sweet. This is Jordan. How we help you?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing there, buddy? I'm going to be frying a turkey here in the room. Do you guys have any oil, like, in the galley or, like, that I could get? Some peanut oil?
No, we don't have that. We usually don't allow people to... fry anything in the rooms.
Usually, but this is an exception.
No, we don't have any of that for our guests.
Well, I mean, I could go out and get some oil, I guess. Is there a grocery store near here?
Yeah, if you just make a left out of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, what's your room number?
Well, I mean, if you're going to give me a hard, you know, ass time.
Well, it's just because we have smoke detectors in the room, and those are very sensitive to heat.
Well, I already disabled it because I'm smoking here.
What's your room number? Because you're not supposed to disable any of those.
You said usually not.
Yeah, but if you disable our things, then we have to have an armed.
What things?
You said you just disabled the smoke alarms. We have to have those on just in case of emergency. So
I'll turn it back on.
Well, what's your last name and your room number?
Cross. Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
I don't have that in my system. What's the room number?
Well, see, I hooked up with a guy at the club last night, and he invited me to stay in the room. He's staying here for a few days. He's from out of town.
What's his room number?
I don't know. Like, I kind of just got rolled. We're smoking a lot of drugs. We're smoking ice. That's why we had to disable it, because it has a lot of smoke, you know?
Are you being serious? Because if you are, I do have to call the cops for that automatically.
Why?
Because you are doing methamphetamines in my hotel.
No. I put ice inside the bong.
Okay, so you are smoking weed in my hotel. It's another thing I have to call the cops for.
I have a card.
Okay, but you're not supposed to smoke weed in the rooms. It's supposed to be outside. That's where it's available at. So what is the room?
Yeah, but that's why we disabled this temporarily.
And that right there is against the law right there, too.
No, it's not. It's against...
It's for safety, sir. So what is your room number?
I'm going to tell you again, all right? I met up last night in a club with a man who's here from out of town for Thanksgiving.
And what is his last name?
Listen, I'm still talking, and this is serious. He left the room to go be with his family for Thanksgiving. He said I could stay here as long as I want. And I went out, I got a turkey.
But cooking, frying a turkey in the room will set off the fire alarms, and you disabling the fire alarms is pretty much against the law, because you have to have those in every room at a hotel.
All right, I'll re-enable it, all right?
And what is the last name of the guy that you're staying with?
I have no idea.
And you can't look
it's
outside?
It's anonymous. It's anonymous.
It's not anonymous, because I do have to put this in my report, so if anything happens...
No, it's anonymous. Listen. It's anonymous. Since we're using protection.
Not.
We're using protection.
No, it's not protection. I'm the manager on duty. I have to know these things in my hotel just in case anything happens. Because if something
happens
that's
not to
your
you business.
In the room...
You can't just come in here and say that I can't have sex because it's another man.
I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying you cannot smoke weed in my room.
All right, then
because you're not because
well,
you're in a non-smoking room.
I'm not smoking weed anymore.
You have. So the guy that you are saying will be getting charged $150 for the smoking fee, no matter what. So
it's medicine. You can't do that.
Yes, I can, because you're in a non-smoking room.
Do you know what the what,
yes,
what's
probably,
the
yes,
act?
Yep, 218. I know it.
No. It's American, but this Americans with Disabilities Act.
Okay, I understand, but you cannot smoke in a non-smoking room. That is why it's a non-smoking room.
I have bursitis.
That's okay. I mean, you still cannot smoke in my room, so I do need to have the room
okay,
number.
Okay, well,
of
I'm
who
not smoking
are.
Anymore. No,
well,
I'm not going to get
already him. He's already in trouble, because no matter when he checks out, my housekeeping is going to go in there and clean it and smell the marijuana, and he's going to get charged $150.
Well, we're going to open a window and we're air it all
it's
out.
It's still going to smell like it.
We're going to light incense then and candles.
No, But then my then but then you also disabled the Okay, sir. If we do hear anything else, okay.
Call him back.
Okay, all right.
I said, tell him you're a dual amputee. You can't walk out of the room.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, call him back. You're having a good first hour.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Embassy Suites Napa Valley.
Like I turned around.
Hold on while I try that extension.
Do you think that you nice.
Like, no, 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 we're putting ice in the bong.
Good evening, Embassy Suites. This is David. How may I assist you?
Hey, sexy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yes. Did you hang up on me, the phone? Did you hang up on me, the phone? Yeah.
No.
Was I just talking to you?
I just picked, no. You were talking to, a gentleman before?
Yeah, put that motherfucker on the
phone. No, that wasn't me. That you were talking to.
And put it on, you. All you people sound the same. Put him on the phone.
Put him on the phone. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Take my love and stare it. I'm in love with you.
I need to go get my kazoo. Gonna get the band.
Yeah, do that.
Get the band back together.
Hell yeah. Maddie went to go take a poop.
He's probably like going out to smell for marijuana.
He's just assisting a guest for the moment.
Assisting him how?
What is it regarding?
Is he touching him?
I'm sorry, I didn't copy.
Is he touching them? Because I went down there and I was checking in and he was like holding my, like, I had my hand on the, you know, on the, like, the desk that you have there where you check in?
Mm-hmm.
And he put his hands on top of mine and was stroking them and everything while I was, he said, oh, it's just coming up on the computer, he said. What do you mean, yeah? What do you mean? Ba 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 ba.
You're going to have to talk to him. I don't. He just asked me what it was regarding.
Ba 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 ba. Tell him it's the guy that was smoking weed in the room.
Are you in house now or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
What?
Okay, hold on.
Hurry the fuck up.
They just cost money.
It does sound like War Games, right?
Didn't it? Like that background noise sound just like the War Games War Room.
Yeah, Whopper the room.
What is this fucking music?
It's the best.
Give me your heart to rely on. For always and ever, now and forever, little thing.
Took a huge shit in a microwave.
I'll never live that down. Just hang up. He ain't coming back.
All right.
Fuck him.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. What's the next? Do we have any more?
We've got the way I figure it, we have 10 layaways total. So we've used maybe 4 so far.
Okay.
Because you know, I got a bunch of them, and I got 10 for each host. I wanted to get more, but
okay,
didn't work out.
Yeah, no problem. Well, so you got 10 total for everyone to use?
No, 10. 10 per host.
10 per host. Okay.
80 numbers.
All right, well, give me another one, and then we'll call some stores. You know, we'll spread them out.
Okay, I'll call the last one.
I'll spread Matt out, though, first.
Yeah.
Get on the bed, cripple.
it would not be hard to take advantage of me.
Mm. That's what I like to hear.
And you better watch out. Ken will slip up behind you, man. He done nailed me a little guy with a reach around, man. What the fuck?
You just need a six-pack of PBR.
He'll shove his mop up your ass.
I know.
PBR.
Watch the fuck out, Matt.
Might maybe make me smile.
Hey, so this lady for layaway, her things say she got a steel THG-1 and a steel TH-14.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, she didn't know either, the lady that read me these.
Hang on, let me Google that real quick. Matt, okay. Not Matt. Ken, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, do you want to do one of these layaways? Because I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, I'll do one in a second. I'm looking up something real quick.
Okay, all right. Hang on, I'm looking up steel THG-1. Let's see what comes up.
I'm looking up a skirt.
China double burner, ba-dum-tsh. Maybe? 3 empties. I have no idea. It might be a gas stove. All right, put it. Yeah, let's put
yeah,
it
through. I may have misunderstood and spelled it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay,
let's do it. Make it so.
Hold on, I got to copy the number again because I was googling that too. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, it's beeping.
What's the beeping mean?
It means there's a problem with the IV, or it's finished and there's a problem with
this. Well, yeah, it gets they do a thing like they crimp on you.
Yeah.
The IVs, like, crimp.
It might have been
bullshit.
Yeah.
Stop crimping your IVs.
I'm crimping it.
Ugh. All right, here goes. This is Kimberly.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not valid. Please check
fake
the
number.
Balls.
She probably ain't going to come pick it up. Bitch.
Okay, you're going to have to
shout out to April.
April O'Neil?
Yeah.
We do have.
You might have to take over because I can't say dirty stuff to the nurses here.
We do have some fitness places. We have some portraits.
Ooh, fitness. I like those.
Oh, you want to do fitness?
Yeah, let's do fitness. Hang on. Give me a second, though. You do one real quick. I got an occlusion, madam. I'm sorry to bother you.
Okay, you guys.
That's your fucking job, fucker.
Well, he's always such a pain in the ass, you know.
I'm a good patient. Okay, thank you.
Let's fuck some people up.
Okay.
Well, you see, right. If he gives her too hard a time, she'll jam her finger up his ass without any lube on it, man.
We'll give her a...
Oh!
Yeah, you gotta be nice, man.
I have beer shits, so I always have lube.
Ew? All right, let's fitness. Fitness time.
Okay, all right. I'm changing my phone number real quick.
Hey, Dark Stranger.
Get the fitness.
What the fuck? Is that a flarp?
It's a frap. It is indeed. Frap.
I have one. I can't do it.
I was talking to those today. Talking about those today with my wife, how much they scare my Dobby cat. He hates them.
Is that what your urethra sounds?
Oh.
Okay, so who's
me,
doing
me,
this
me,
one?
Me.
Who's taking this one?
In
fitness
in August Underground Mortem, they actually have a cock going. Me, yeah, I think I've been shot. So,
Ken, you want to do one yet, or are you good?
Sure, yeah, I'm good. All
right,
now.
Okay, Lisa Kirby, yeah, there you go.
This is a fitness place, a gym customer. Yeah.
I like how Matt is the only other person who's admitted that he does the me.
Yeah. Oh, I've done all kinds of shit.
What hasn't he done with his urethra?
Yeah, I haven't like sounded it. I've never put anything down it.
Oh God! Okay.
Like, you know, that's like there's that some videos like that. Doug Stanhope has a routine on fingering pee holes.
Yeah. It's just ringing.
Come on, lady.
Ding dong.
Hi, I can't come to the phone right now, so leave a message.
You have to because kick this lady out of the fitness club for fingering.
She's busy fingering fucking peels.
Okay, Ken, we're gonna do Edgar. Same gym, okay?
Alright. Fuck is Edgar's problem?
Hey, why is it playing the ending bells?
Oh, it's alright.
You have reached the number that has been.
Okay. Wow, we're going through our number.
I pulled the ending bells out of the middle of this. That's why.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian said that was a bad idea.
Ken, this person's name is Atlas.
Atlas.
And he goes to the gym?
Yeah.
Wow. Charles Atlas.
That's
gym.
Awesome.
I bet he owns
those big balls.
He owns at least one of those t-shirts with the Atlas guy on it.
Say he stole a medicine ball.
We saw you holding it over your head walking out of here.
Dun, 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 dun. Isn't that the electric company?
Yeah.
No, it's Sesame Street.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, I thought that too. I remember I was corrected on that before.
Wow. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice. Kind of stupid.
This happens every time I go to take a call. Yeah, it just fucking rings.
Thanks for fucking it up, Ken.
Salty onion.
That's like,
here's the last.
Whenever people that don't want to do calls that are new on there, just say yes, you'll take the call, because guaranteed it's going to be a voicemail.
Yeah, chances are you'll get out of it.
Yep. Yeah, be in the clear. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm going to do this shit. I'm going to be hilarious.
Okay, Ken, this one's name is John. Same Jim that I posted.
John Jim.
John. Shit, really? John Jim. I'll be right back.
I feel like the show's over with this music.
Hello.
How you doing? Is this John?
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Dwight. I'm over here at the fitness.
You're at the what?
I'm over here at the fitness, 24-hour.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're trying to been trying to reach you for some time there, man. You got problems with the phone or what?
Who is this?
This is Dwight. I work over here at the front desk at the 24-hour okay. fitness. Yeah. We got a problem here. We were reviewing some tape in the locker room areas. You want to let me know what the problem is?
What the hell is this?
Yeah, I don't think it's a laughing matter. You're stealing stuff from our gymnasium here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got reports from fellow gym members that you've been stealing equipment. They said recently you had taken a medicine ball. You think it's funny to steal? I don't know what you're laughing about.
I think it's pretty fucking funny.
You know, you better start taking this seriously. Because we're about 2 minutes away from calling the PD and having them over at your house.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I will do that. Why don't you quit raising your tone to me, you son of a bitch?
Who is this?
This is Dwight. If I have to repeat myself one more fucking time, pal, we're going to have an issue. Why don't you come down here to the 24-hour fitness so we can talk?
This is a fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen you in the gym. You would know what a joke looks like, huh? Why don't you come down here? I'm right here.
You have a good Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, motherfucker, I'm not through talking to you.
Whoa. Call him back.
All I want to do is laugh.
Medicine balls.
He laughed at me.
How heavy is a medicine ball?
At least he was entertained. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it looks like he had fun.
Okay, here goes. Here's John again.
Do you know how heavy a medicine... Yeah?
Dark Strange is here, everybody. Welcome, Dark Stranger.
Yay!
Oh.
Neon's back too.
Oh, Frank,
hello.
Frankie McDowell just posted a new picture.
Hello, John.
Who is this?
I'm putting my supervisor on, Dwight.
How you doing there? Why you keep hanging up on me, pal?
Who is this?
Oh my god, you got some fucking mental issues there. You can't remember from 1 minute to another. But listen, you little cocksucker. I got video of you taking a medicine ball and putting it inside your gym bag.
Yeah, that ain't my... You can't even talk with a straight fucking voice, man.
Listen, pal, I got the videos. I got the videos in the locker room.
I'm sure you got
I
videos.
Saw the medicine ball go in your bag, and I saw the small dick get put inside your pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a joke for a while.
It's now not a joke. Tired. Wait, wait.
Yeah, well,
you're
I
getting
think
upset
it is.
Because I called you out about your little dick? I got the videotape to prove you got a small cock, so it's not even slander. So you're going to come down here and stop being a smart ass.
Why don't you call the cops?
I'd like to handle things in-house. You think you're such a tough guy. You think you can sit there and laugh at me, and you think stealing's a fun game. I can handle you on my own. I'm not a pussy. I don't need the PD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you come on down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I got a one of the free weights missing too. I got the 30-pound the barbell. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know anything about that?
Dick what number lips? Is this?
Huh?
What number are you calling from?
You know what number I'm calling. Look at your fucking caller ID. You want me to? Okay,
what
you ready
are you
for this?
From?
You ready for it? 370-1111.
Who else is on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think I work by myself? I got some of my associates behind me. I have it on speakerphone so they can hear the type of shit you're saying.
We don't appreciate customers like you, sir. This is bullshit. Mm-hmm.
That's Roy right there. Roy was the one that said that you were back there putting shit into your bag.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't believe your 24-hour fitness.
I get a bonus for discovering it, for finding it on the camera. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure
thank
you.
You're the fucking reason why everybody's memberships keep going up and up, because you got to take the gym home.
Okay.
The fucker that stole the yoga mat.
Probably steals soaps from his hotel room. Thinks that's okay.
So are you high on poppers?
You know, now I'm getting a little fed up.
Yeah, well, I'm getting tired of your mouth, dick lips.
Because you're a bitch.
Motherfucker.
You're a cowardly, thieving bitch.
We have a good time here.
Hey, God, try him again. He's getting fed up.
All right.
Why not? It's hard to press a button.
Fine. Why don't you call your mama?
Call your mama.
Mama. You sound like, what is his name? Johnny Bravo, that cartoon. Mama.
Mama.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Let me try one more time.
Perfect.
Oh, it's busy now. I guess that we're calling his home.
Yeah, it's that was Mr. Hackett.
This really kind of frustrates me not able to see the
all come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like, annoying, I know.
You know, I cut
people
in
to go to Tiny Chat.
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you want people to go to Tiny Chat?
Currently giving shout-outs for people that gave money to...
Hello? Please leave a message after the phone.
Am I giving up?
You know, I wouldn't.
Real quick, before we do the next one. Real quick, before we do the next one, I got three things. Enigma letting us know that AJ4093 has donated $85, so we're up to $135.
Incorrect, actually. We're up to $303.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Are we really?
Seriously. Yeah, a bunch of people. Some people sent in like $2 and $5 and stuff, and other people sent in like 10 and 20. Mistress Morgan, she sent in 75.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you guys sending money in for? Sorry, I'm new.
We're adopting a family again this year.
No, it's to buy Carlito a laptop.
Must have a PS4.
Oh, wait, no. A family. That's right. Sorry. I almost blew it. Sorry, Carlito.
Shit. We were going to launder that money. Great, great, Brad. Thanks. All right. Well, good. Thanks to everyone who's donated, including everyone who was just mentioned. Thank you.
Someone did 50. You know, we should make a page on the Saves Christmas whatever page that GN made. We should thank everyone. We should make a paragraph of all the names.
Yeah.
What they donated.
For those who don't want to remain anonymous. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
You don't usually have to put an amount. Just a thank you.
Yeah, just a thank you.
Last year, he used the names of people that donated too in the letter that he gave the family.
Yeah,
too.
That's right. He did put them in there. Okay, good. That's awesome. We're like almost at our goal. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, while we're at that, real quick, Enigma also wanted me to remind, and that's a good idea, that for users, especially maybe first time people who are in the Mixlr in the chat, reminding them that that does not work any longer. And you need to join the chat room. Go to prankcallnation.com, click on the chat link there, and follow the instructions. Join the help channel. Again, there's instructions there. Follow them. We'll get you sorted out in there. Enigma and MSJ3 Clay are in there working overtime this weekend. Well, this holiday week.
You're working overtime.
Working overtime.
The working overtime part.
Breakdown. Yeah. All right. And there was a fifth. Oh, yes. Real quick, I wanted to mention Bobby, who runs my classics channel, wanted me to mention that we do have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/madhouseclassics, where we have a lot of, I believe, 3 prank calls a week get posted there. Some of the older pranks from the Madhouse Live from the pre-2006 days right now we're at. So be sure when you get a chance to subscribe to that. That's over. You can find those links over at madhouselive.com. Okay, let's move on. I have put a Walmart in there, Brad. You mind dialing up?
The Walmart machine.
Maybe we ask for Horsey Cat again? Let's try it.
What are we going to do? Like, it seems like we're going to surpass the 500. Are we just going to support another family or just give it all to the brain cancer kid?
People right up.
Give them God so he doesn't shoot any more cats.
Yeah, give them a big holiday, you know what I mean?
Stick to the family.
Help that lady out as much as we can.
Yeah, because it sounds like a real fucked up
situation. Pay like 5 electric bills of her or something.
I'm talking about last year, Gian's video.
Oh, the, Yeah.
Oh, that he took all the shit he had, all the fake gold and shit on.
Okay, I'm calling Walmart machines. Here goes.
Oh, or you'll take the money and send PLA coin.
Most likely, yeah.
That's all they want. As for medical medicine balls, so heavy there.
Man, I was at Walmart this evening. That was a mistake. I just went to get dinner, and it was crazy.
Thank you for calling Walmart.com. Corporate offices located in San Bernardino, California.
Corporate office? That's hilarious.
What's yeah, for people that don't know, I'm Canadian, and my dad's down in Florida, and he's like, fuck yeah, Black Friday! I'm like, you're not going to kill me. You're going to get trampled.
Oh, dude, that's the corporate office we're calling. Never mind.
No, it can't be. It's 650. That's California. The corporate offices. Well, I don't know. I guess they could have something in California.
The district office or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you for calling Walmart.com. Corporate offices located in San Bernardino, California.
Oh, if you party, look at that. I'm a big dummy.
Who the hell knows? Well, give me a layaway while I get another one then. Neon, you want to do a prank? You want to do a layaway call? Ooh. Neon, you with us?
We're actually getting low on our part of the
high,
list.
Sorry.
Oh, never mind then.
Cactus and Chad is asking if I've always been a woman.
Oh my god.
That sounds like something I would ban somebody for.
So what's the answer?
What was it?
I don't know. I need to check.
We're getting low on our quota for...
We only get 10 numbers and...
Okay.
Let me try this though.
We've got Portrait Studios too, you said, right?
Yeah, well, we only have 10 of anything.
Okay.
Do you want Craigslist or something?
He's keeping the best ones.
Well, I can go. No, I'm trying to do a fair selection, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you want, you can use my 10, because I'm gonna go another direction in the morning.
Oh,
no, that's
blind.
Okay. Well, we're past halfway for my time anyway, so it's okay. We're doing okay.
That's true. Okay, here I've got one of the Portrait Studios. It's one that only has one phone number. I only got one phone number from him.
Okay.
So give me one second. I got to change my caller ID. I don't have the magic dashy quick changing thing.
Or worse. No, Neon, do you have any idea what you're smoking? Exactly.
Shadow dashy.
Let me see. Hold on.
She's smoking Rainbow Dash. Rainbow Dash.
Smoking horse.
Who's taking
this? Smoking horse.
And a horsey cat.
Who's taking this one?
Neon, do you want it? Oh, she's getting high. Are you done getting high yet, Neon? No?
What's up?
Drugs are bad, Neon.
Yeah, I'll do
it. It's called White Rhino.
Milkman could tell you about that. I've heard of that.
Indica.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay, so this guy's name is Joe Shaw.
Sure.
And whoever wants it, here goes.
No.
I'll do it. If Neon's busy, I'll do it. Neon, you busy?
I don't care. I'll go on with you if you want.
Who's going to play the vacuum this year?
Oh, yeah.
I have 2 vacuums now.
The whole band. Wow, I forgot about the band.
Yeah, I don't have a vacuum.
Hello, Joe?
Hello? Is that Joe?
Yeah.
I'm calling from the Portrait Studio, sir. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, not very good, sir. We got your pictures here. We were developing here. And who gave you permission to wear this?
So this is the second time you guys are going to call me?
No, this is the first time I call.
No.
You want to have a problem with me or something? Huh?
I mean, you're harassing me, so...
Well, you're being rude?
I don't know how I'm being rude when you're the one harassing me.
I'll put Roy on the phone to explain why he gave me this number again. Roy, what's going on here?
Hello, Joe. This is Roy. I'm the manager here in the Portrait Studio department.
Yeah.
But what's your problem? What are you saying? We've called you before already. It looks like we tried to call before, and then there was no answer.
No, you called me last night.
I didn't. Don't blame it on me.
Fucker.
Okay, well, whatever you guys are doing, you guys called me last night.
Okay. Don't need to be a smartass about it. We're just doing our job. Sorry we called you twice.
We're people, too.
I didn't.
You have to work on Thanksgiving.
It says right after his name.
You didn't even do a show last night.
Yeah, well, no, this is one that I tried to call him, but it says no answer, so nobody ever picked up.
You did do a show last night. Never mind. That's right. You did do
it. Was it last night?
No.
Maybe yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good show, by the way, dude. The portrait calls were really good.
Yeah. It wasn't very many of them, but...
They were good. They were good.
Thanks.
Well, fuck that guy. You got another one?
Let's see what I have. Here's another... I gotta change caller ID again. Give me just 1 minute and I'll get something else.
We don't have a minute. Holy shit.
Please. Hurry the fuck up.
Please.
We have 22 hours. We could. Oh, my infusion is complete.
Yay.
We might have to get the handguns out again, Brad.
We will look rebuild the cross.
Look what I got here. What's it look like to you?
Look what I got here. Look, yeah, sure. And like a pistol, doesn't it, motherfucker? I fucking love that line.
Did you set off a bomb after she hung up? Like, something went off, a grenade or something?
It was a handgun, but it sounded kind of more grenade-y. It sounded like an outdoor handgun, not an indoor, inside Kmart handgun.
Cartons were you.
She probably sent the cops over to Kmart. Oh, I just heard the manager get shot. Okay, so this lady, Mindy, she got a black coat, Christmas lights, a Nerf something, a bow and arrow. And I'm calling it. You guys, is somebody ready?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it, you.
Okay.
What's her? Oh, Mindy.
Mindy.
Nurse is going to be in here. You guys are going to take over.
Okay,
sorry, guys.
Sure.
All right on.
Hey, you doing there, sir? Is Mindy available?
Didn't pick up yet. That was fucking BS.
Holla.
Can you hear me, like, say, her bro?
Quit pranking us.
It was real faint. I thought it was an old man.
Quit pranking us.
Hello?
Fuck you, Carlito.
Hello? I'm sorry. But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been...
Try one more time.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We just got more donations. I think Tombstone donated. Like $100.
Wow.
What did you donate, though?
$100.
Oh, money?
Yeah. PayPal.
Carlito got it.
Coupons.
This is awesome. I'm going to go do Christmas shopping for myself tomorrow.
He's like, don't worry. I got 3 weeks to put it back.
It's just like credit cards. I'll pay it off. Instead of the bank's money, it's the PCN's audience's money.
I'm sorry.
Ah, shit.
All these people.
Okay. I did those two.
Hey, Dwight, did you have pie?
I ate some pie, yo.
You ate some pie, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your haircut?
I had some Dutch apple pie and some pecan pie.
Some Dutch redder pie? Oh, gross.
Pecan. It's pecan, not pecan.
Pecan.
It's pecan.
What the hell is a pecan?
It's a pecan, Mr. Soda Pop.
Dude, you know the Wu-Tang song, the butter pecan Ricans. The cream. Yeah. Right? That is great, man.
It was actually Raekwon, but yeah.
Here's the lady who only got a six inch candle. She put a 6-inch candle in layaway and nothing else.
No fucking way. they don't even like I put some shit on layaway at Walmart. They won't let you put that cheap shit on layaway. It's gotta be a certain price before you can put it in there.
I don't know. That's what it says.
I'm impressed with Carlito knowing it was on the chef's album.
This is Janice.
All right, Janice, you fucking
this that we're listening to?
I feel like my mind is like hit it.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Is this Janice?
This might be Bianca D's Reagan.
What's that?
Okay, I'm finna get her.
Oh, this is, we got tricked on this one. I'm stupid. What
happened?
It's fake. That was an answering machine message. That was a voicemail message.
Oh, man.
Oh. She got us earlier. I almost let it happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carlito, are you there? What do you guys think about taking a, like, maybe 5 or 7 minute music break?
That's cool.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or, like, basically, I just want to go pee and get a drink. I could leave
do
you,
it.
I could leave you guys cool. on if you want to just...
Are
chat.
You for loco?
Why don't you have a mini fridge and a piss bottle like a real man?
I'm too frugal for an extra
are
fridge
you,
in the house.
Are you for loco in it?
Nah, Budweiser-ing in it.
Budweiser-ing.
Okay, so music or do you guys want to chat? Just chat on
we
here.
Can just chill. Arby,
yeah, well,
like
we can chat.
Hello, Arby.
Hello.
Hey, did Carlito send you that song I had sent to him?
He may have. He might. I don't know. I don't see it anywhere.
Just say right. Yes.
Yes, I have it.
For it.
I'm playing it right
have
now.
It, play it during our music break.
Well, you guys are just going to chat, right? For 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Have fun.
Okay.
Pee break,
sounds
everyone.
Like gonna,
5 minutes.
Sounds like you're going to hang up on us.
No, I'm not.
Clang!
Clang. I got a hoodie that has clang.
My favorite shirt.
Are we still on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening to us?
What happened? Are you guys okay?
We're on the air and on a break.
No, you didn't hear Carlito? What? The cops just came in and fucking busted Arby. That's why he's gone.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I'll be right back.
What?
For shooting Jihad. Did you hear that shit?
No, I didn't.
Arby accused he told this lady who came in and bought 5 dressers that she had to pay for all 5, but they were donating 2 of her dressers to some charity.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cool with that. She's like, "Oh, how does that work?" And then RB accused her of stealing the, the change for the kids, the Jerry's kids container.
Jerry's
and she started flipping out about that. And eventually, Jihad gets on as a manager, and Jihad starts beating the fuck out of RB over the phone. And RB's like, "Oh, my fucking nose is broken. I'm bleeding."
Oh no.
And so Jihad's carried on, threatening to go beat the fuck out of Eddie over in electronics, and like he was just so fucking like he had so much adrenaline going, and she's like, "Nah, I've never stole anything. He shouldn't be accusing me of that." And after arguing back and forth for so long, Arby goes, "Hey, look, I'm back. Look what I got in my hand. Looks kind of like a pistol, doesn't it, motherfucker?" And then he plays 2 gunshot sounds and everything goes silent.
Oh no.
Nice.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
It looks kind of like a pistol, doesn't it, motherfucker?
Shit down.
Yeah, you missed that, Neon. It was pretty good.
What did I miss?
That call.
What she just explained.
Oh, no. Seriously, I thought you were talking about this thing. Mr. Clay in the chat room is saying, Neon missed the really, really harsh banshee ticked off no. So I thought you guys started talking about that. I'm like, wait, what did I miss?
No!
No, she did that. Spilled. She did. She went, no! Like that. Yeah.
She was explaining to us that she's a Christian. I'm a Christian, and she was dropping F bombs fucking left and right. I'm a Christian. I've never stolen anything in my life.
Yeah, she lost her religion real quick there.
She lost her religion.
Herbie's getting a little hardcore this show. He's bombs, guns.
Thanksgiving, yo.
Yeah,
just a cool little cut, you know.
And maybe next year. They won't be allowed shows just to be guests on other people's shows. Just don't, hey,
guest.
Ooh, should I make
we'll
start making
this will be over at once. Okay.
Yeah, I was sitting there, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I was like, this is a hood rat out.
Thank you.
Out on the corner.
How did Neon get added without my
we're all gonna be black for the next hour.
You guys there? Can you hear me? Am I on mute?
Yeah.
Hey, Carlito.
Ambien is down the... I got the Ambien down the gullet, so I'm going to be getting crazy here pretty soon.
I thought you had... Did you have some of the extra Percocets?
Yeah, I took that too.
Oh, nice.
I did what you told me you did with the Ativan.
Yeah, yeah.
Put them in the bottle.
Nice. I know where you put them, yeah.
The bottle.
And the culo.
A culo.
A culo.
No.
Hey, Herman. You said hey, that look. Song yet?
I told you. I didn't have enough time. I tried, but I couldn't.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I thought you were saving the perks for Matt or something under your tongue.
I got in kind of... I got in at the last minute to put Carlito on the air, so I didn't have a lot of time to get things ready.
So you made that music, Milkman? Like, you actually played it? Milkman? Oh, he's mad.
Don't be mad, Milkman.
No.
He'll be bubbling in a second.
No. Don't be a madman.
No.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo!
Has he done any dabs on this show?
Hey, no, I'm not mad. No. I know, I wrote the song for you, but no, I'm not mad. I'm in the kitchen cooking, and I'm listening on my Bluetooth, so like I mute it, walk in the kitchen. That's what happened. Sorry, guys.
What you cooking?
Yeah.
Good looking.
Oh, I made a big ham dinner. On my Facebook, I spared the life of a turkey. I had a turkey delivery walk up to the door, so I spared the life of the turkey and put a ham dinner on. So I got big ham, got some baked bean onion, got dressing. What hell else we got in here? A big ass salad.
Going ham on that big ham.
Get ham on the
potatoes and gravy. Mushroom gravy.
Mushroom gravy, huh?
I'm gonna put Milkman's hand on the fucking...
Should just call someone and tell... You can tell someone what you cooked. Like Domino's or something.
And a big plate.
I don't want your pizza. I want my ham.
Are we back?
Yep, I'm back. We're all back.
All right, guys, we're back. Focus. All right, so what are we...
Turkey on my Facebook page.
Sorry.
Hey, we could call Ebony back, the lady that heard me get shot. But what
be the manager?
What do we want to do to her?
I'll be the manager if you want.
She wanted a manager. Yeah. Let's do that.
Hey, can you accuse her of murder?
Yeah, I'll start out because you know she's gonna push for that woman manager that she wanted to talk to.
Or
Neon could talk to her, but she wasn't here for the call. So
yeah, Neon's a woman.
You should at least say she's got to pay the hospital bills.
Oh. I'm gonna tell her when she brings all that shit back because she doesn't want any of it. Though there's a 50% restocking fee.
Dwight, did you hear the beginning of that? She wouldn't get pissed at all when I told her we took two of her dressers.
I was like, she's fucking cool with that. She's gonna pay for all five and only get three.
Only get three. She, well, it was she only two. I thought
she didn't complain about it at all until I accused her of shoplifting.
Like you took the cheese jar for the kids.
Yeah, I did not.
Yep. Okay, here, I'm going to post her info real quick. I wrote some notes down while we were talking to her.
Oops, Ebony.
Ebony.
That's her friend's name and everything is in there.
Okay.
All right, here goes. This is so exciting.
I like the part of the show where the phones ring.
Motherfucking villain, goddammit.
Yeah!
Please leave your message.
She's probably too freaked out to answer.
She lied to us. She said she was going to be waiting by the phone.
She's like, I heard a man die earlier.
It's me making my labia talk.
I thought so. I recognize that sound. Oh, damn it.
Damn.
Damn, woman.
Some vibrations.
And what'd you do? Did you have to crank it or something? Or get started.
Please leave your message for 90125446.
Right, one last try.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Okay.
No friends making mac and cheese over there singing good vibrations.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Kulo.
Giad's asking if I'm spoofing. I am spoofing from the location she thinks we are.
You Kulo.
Kulo.
You Kulo.
Are you going to call the location, like, after all this? see what they think. Like, 24 hours?
We only got through to two people at this one. The guy that thought it was really funny, and then this lady.
Yeah.
Please leave your message.
Maybe she knows it's a prank. Maybe she called the store and found out. Did somebody get shot in your store tonight?
You might want to go back and check.
Well, she kept saying she's putting her pajamas on and coming down. Didn't she say that?
I'm about ready to put some clothes on.
I'm coming down.
Do you think I broke rules doing gunshots?
I think you might as well go for it now, Brad Carter.
Yeah, go hard, man. Go hard.
Fuck it. We're in this deep.
Police Officer Carter.
Put a Walmart in there. We can try some shit.
Okay, all
right. Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
Oh, it's not even formatted. God.
Oh.
Way to go. It's all fucked up looking.
You're officially Officer Brad for the rest of, like, the marathon.
Yay.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
I should become a police officer, and that way I won't be impersonating cops.
That is true. That would be dope.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I need to find out if you have a stupid toy for my kid who won't shut up.
Oh, what? Do you have the UPC number?
No. Well, who has it? Why would I have a UPC number? Yeah, let me just pull it out. 1-8-5-7-2-3-4-2-6-1-8-5-0-0-2-7.
Okay.
What?
I hate these tails on.
You what?
My tail's on, like, it freezes on me. I hate it.
Your tail's on a three-digit on you?
Yeah, it goes freezes on me. When I want to do something for a customer, it freezes on me, and I hate it.
Can you put a white person on the phone? I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay.
Thanks.
God damn it, Chad, go to bed.
What the hell was she saying?
That little zapper they carry around the price shit is freezing on her.
Do you have a UPC? Oh my god.
I feel bad as
that. A UPC?
I'm to death.
Hey, Cockstein, how you doing? I had to look for a certain.
Do you have
what?
The UPC, sir?
What?
Huh?
Huh, what?
Okay, do you have the UPC?
No, I don't have a UPC. How am I going to have all those numbers like that? Stupid.
Okay, yeah. What are the numbers they have? It should be 10.
I don't have a UPC, I said. Damn it.
Oh, so it's hard for us to check then. We don't know.
Then, well, if it's hard, I don't care. Then you check still, okay?
Sir, we are so busy. We're up the store. The store is fully thing with the people. We cannot go and check.
Yeah, your
pussy's full. We have lines here.
Yeah, you're fully in my ass. Go look for Horsey Cat now.
Hold on.
What a job.
Just hang up, because it's just going to take forever.
Yeah. Man, I...
God, that's what weird. Is she... That's a weird fucking Walmart.
That was... It sounded... It was a couple old ladies.
The store is fully...
Fully what? Fully empty?
What? God. Kmart said it'd fire the worker who didn't come in on the holidays. Because of dicks.
Huh.
Probably all pissed off.
Huh. Huh. I'm looking for Target. They're a little more, you know.
Are they open tonight, though? Do they open on Thanksgiving?
They usually compete with Walmart.
Yeah, Black Friday they do for sure.
Or they open at midnight or something?
Yeah, because that was the thing last year. That's where I was calling for Horsey Cat last year was Target.
Ah.
You see?
Fuck yeah.
I still want someone to go down and ask for a medicine ball to see if I have any.
Brad, did you just derm me?
I've got an old medicine ball at home, and that one weighs 12 pounds.
Yeah?
I don't know where my son got it from, but I thought it was a basketball, and I went to go pick it up. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Probably stole it.
Yeah, stole it off the neighbor's deck or something.
Probably. little bastard.
I bet he got it off Atlas.
Probably.
He's a thief.
Fucking Atlas.
He's selling them on the street.
With Atlas.
Yeah, we're calling Charlie.
Medicine ball.
Hey, we're calling Carlito, here's...
Jai, go to sleep.
Carlito, here's an item number to ask for.
Okay.
At Target.
That's a social security number.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Sunnyvale Target store.
Sunnyvale?
Our store hours have changed for the holidays. The store will be open from 6 p.m.
Ask if it's a trailer
park. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Sunnyvale Trailer
Park, please. Ask for bubbles.
Is that the whole thing? Like, both parts?
That doesn't look like a UPC symbol.
Mr. Leahy, too. That would be
funny. Sunnyvale's about, like, 50 miles from here.
I wonder if they would say that over the,
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, I wonder if they would announcement from Mr. Leahy.
Sunnyvale's where Atari was at headquarters?
Sunnyvale's 8 hours from me. 8 hours, guys. Boys. 8 hours, everyone. I drove there once.
Yeah, 2 hours down.
It's almost... Oh, it picked up and hung up. I didn't do that. I promise.
Bastards. Try them again.
Okay.
Damn them.
It's as if they're busy today or something.
For some reason.
It's as if they're fully.
Thank you for calling the Sunnyvale Target store.
No, we're
fully.
Please
stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
That was me making my butt clap.
Ooh.
God damn it. Someone's putting numbers in chat.
Damn numbers.
Woohoo! Good times.
Dance to the background music.
All right.
Mr. Flaccid Penis says he's going to send us some numbers, he claims.
Mr. Flaccid Penis? Okay, yeah. Great.
That's what I call Steven. It's my little pet name for him.
Oh, okay.
That's so sweet.
Yep.
All right.
Give you some Viagra for that.
That's too bad, Carlito. It was that UPC was for a fishbowl full of condoms, 144 of them.
What?
Yep.
Is it like on Target.com or something?
Yeah, I'll send you a link right here.
Oh, I could use that.
Who couldn't use a fishbowl full of condoms?
Yeah, they could double wrap.
Ridiculously, like, colored.
That'd be nice to have, like, on a countertop. No, you know, at home. Or, like, a coffee table.
That would be funny to, get them to put that in their little machine thing and make them read the description.
Fuck that. Like, if I had my own convenience store, I'd buy that from Target. Charge a dollar a condom, I'd make out like a fucking bandit.
Oh, the Durex, they suck. I've lost 2 Durex condoms.
For the PCN backstage orgies.
I've lost 2 Durex condoms up in a girl before. No kidding.
I always hate
that.
My
God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, fucking plastic bag, cheap ass. You gotta go with the fucking Trojan ends, man. Iron ass Trojan.
Straight up, man.
Yep. Trojan's where it's at. Yep.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, the new product coming out this spring. PLA condoms.
There you go.
That's kind of weird.
Stickers, man.
Those fuckers never got back to me, man. I tried to contact them twice.
We need those for the PC and swingers party.
Can the slogan be, it's like you're fucking me?
Yeah. Well, I imagine the condoms, the PCN condoms, PLA condoms, they have like the host picture and shit on them or logo.
No.
That's the last.
They got a second one in them. They got a second one. And then you got another one for the leak.
Brad's face is on the side. He's fucking playing peekaboo. Going in and out.
Shirtless
peek-a-boo!
White. That's shirtless white.
Yeah.
Just make sure that they're ribbed.
Thank you for calling the San Jose Landez Target Store.
For her pleasure, who cares?
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
No hot ones, though, because that makes me feel bad.
What the hell, Mark?
He's,
This is Kirsten. Can I be buying something?
Yeah, you can help me find something. I have a code, you know?
Okay, the DPCI, right?
Yeah, stupid.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 245-03-0617. Do I read the rest? Joy.
Sorry.
The other one's online.
Did it come up yet? What's taking so long?
Yeah, it's not coming up.
You're annoying.
What's the item number? I'm sorry?
The item number? 245?
No, I'm...
What?
Sorry. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
You want me to repeat the number? Can you give me a second? Let me double check it or something, because...
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you sound... I don't know. Are you in a bad mood?
No.
No? Is it busy there?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah? Do you like the party?
I'm sorry?
Do you like the party?
I don't feel comfortable answering these questions, sorry.
Okay, I've got the online order number.
Okay.
Or the DPCI, you want to try it again?
Yeah.
245-03-0617.
0617?
Yes.
Okay, what is the item?
It is a Durex Fishball Condoms 144.
Okay, you said Durex Fishball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Durex, D-U-R-E-X.
Oh, Durex, okay.
You know what that is now? Probably you do. Did you find it yet?
No, I'm sorry.
Stupid. Why is it not working?
Hey, hey, Cross, I have something she needs to look up, please.
Okay.
Hey, you there, ma'am?
Kristen?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, can you look this number up for me?
Is it the 2451?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 245-03-0694.
Yellow, yellow, yellow.
Okay, so you guys are looking for condoms?
No. The one that I just read, did you find it?
It's showing that we have 133 different things under that number, and
I'm looking for the Quest Vibrator Massager with multi-speed variable sensation.
Okay, it'd be easier if I looked it up by the brand. What was the brand again?
Oh, geez. Hang on now. I'm bringing it back. It's by Quest. Quest is the brand.
Quest Diagnostics.
Q-U-E-S-T. And I'm sure you know how to spell vibrator.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's not showing up in our system.
Well, it's kind of an emergency. I need this. Can I borrow yours?
I'm sorry, it's Black Friday, and I don't really have time for this kind of stuff, okay?
Let me borrow your vibrator, sweetie.
Okay, thank you.
What does Martin Luther King Day have to do with it? All right.
What a snob. Black Friday happened on Monday.
They sell cute vibrators. They sell the magic wand, which is like the secret vibrator. The only cool one to know about.
The Hitachi one or whatever it is?
Yeah.
I hear good things.
Scary. Man.
Not to use it.
It's kind of overly powerful.
Hey, can we add my co-host?
There's a pretty sick video of it.
It's straight up. Yeah, Zach. See, I'm surprised he's up.
I am too. I just got a thing.
Chatterbait that likes the Hitachi.
Alright, yeah, add Zax. There's Zax.
I don't know. Yeah, but he's always red.
Red.
You know, like...
Do not disturb.
Oh,
no, he's probably not even up.
I hate motherfuckers that do that.
It just sign off, man. Hey, what's up, man?
Zax!
Oh,
hey, Zax. Cut out all the noise.
Oh.
God damn it.
Oh, wow. Hello. Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you might want to plug that in quicker.
Yeah. Hey, if Aspen Mall isn't connecting, drop him and add I'll add Ankh. He's asking to join in.
Okay. Oh no, I don't like Ankh. Can we not put him on?
Take him out.
Me and him have beef together. I really. I'll just start cursing.
Yeah, get him out of here.
I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, you added him already. Never mind.
Yeah, take him out.
I'll add him. Whatever.
God.
I'm leaving. I'm going to mute. I'm going to go away for a while.
No, because I need you to tell him.
It's him or him.
Oh, it's Brad.
Oh,
yeah.
Bill.
Oh, God.
Hello, Unk.
Hey, how's it going?
You needed the dun 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 music.
Hello.
Unk.
All right. How you guys doing?
Good, man. We're having fun.
Not good now.
We were okay.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't need you. We were totally hanging out.
We're doing bad. We need a doctor. I need a doctor in my groin region.
All right.
Fresh.
So listen. Let me recap what we got here. We got Milkman, Neon, okay. Brad, of course, Maddie Hillock, and his co-host Zax, Big Ken,
hello,
a.k.a. Dwight, Dark Stranger, and Unk is now joined to the behest of some of us. Brad, what do we got here as far as reverse customers? Do we have any fitness? Want to do a fitness call with me, Ken, or anyone?
Yeah, we've got a few left. Sure. I need to change my caller ID again since Dwight says we can have some of his.
Yep. Okay.
I guess we can steal some of those. Would you prefer portraits?
Hey, can I drag a number in and you guys call it? It's the guy that we call all the time and it gets so mad.
Oh, the black...
He's
a hick. But I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, put him in.
We'll
do that next.
Yeah.
Because Brad's already changing ID. Put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Brad,
I can just drag it in.
All right. Can we do portrait instead, Brad?
Okay. Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah. Here, hold on. Give me just 30 seconds. I gotta change my caller ID.
No problem. I'll shoot the shit. While we wait for that, just a reminder, we are in the middle of 24 hours of prank calls. We're going to be going until 10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific. Sloth will be kicking off his show in about 45-ish minutes.
That's my nap time.
Oh, yeah. You're going to rock out tonight. Hey, man, this ham dinner came out really good, man. I got a plate for you guys all here.
Get on cam and eat it for us.
Hey, Milkman, don't get too full. I got some of this Dwight meat over here for you.
Oh yeah.
Oh hell no, man! After you did that RA on me, man, I can't walk straight, man. I gotta watch your ass.
I know.
Sneaky.
Dwight, what about the call that we did?
Me, man. What am I supposed to do?
Dwight, how about the BTR call that we did where we're having
we're all moaning and shit.
You're like taking in, like, no, I want you, Dwight. It's like,
is that teenage love or whatever? Holy shit!
No, it was a different show.
Jenny.
Yeah, it was the same night, but it was a different call.
Yeah, the teenage love one was good though.
Yeah, I cut that up. It's all on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw that like a few times on YouTube.
You guys ready for
that? Was just a good night, everybody.
You guys ready for
Hey, Dwight.
What?
The other night when we did that show, did you happen to record that call where I tried to get on the air with ABC?
That's all recorded. It's on the show reel.
ABC.
I'll check it out, brother.
That guy, he was doing a show. I forget what it was, but Milkman was on there talking. He said he was getting opinions for something he was doing for ABC.
Oh my God.
The guy only does a sports show, but he took up a topic and he thought he was going to use all this material to take the black issue to ABC and present the material. And then Dwight McClanahan commences to call, like, out of the 50 calls, like 48 of them were him and his group.
Wow. Awesome.
You guys ready for Rosemary, the portrait lady?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Who the fuck goes to JC? Where is there a JC Penney still open?
Don't say the name of them, please.
Oh,
gotta keep it on the DL.
Way to ruin it, man.
Oh yeah, right before you called.
Okay, what?
I changed my YouTube. It's got a new address. I'll put it in the IRC. Okay. So yeah, it'll be in there for everyone.
Okay. All right. Who's taking this? Anyone want this?
Carlito wants it.
I want it. All right. Quiet, guys. Meet up or something. Take it easy.
Say there's a horsey cat, like, in the picture.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from the portrait studio. You had some purchase tickets? Hi, honey. How are you, baby? Rosemary?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we got your pictures here. We're working on printing them out. Our scanners,
okay.
we have a computer system that scans for indecency in the portraits before we have them developed or processed. Did you want to explain to me what's going on in this picture?
What one?
Well, basically all of them. I guess, who gave you permission to wear what you wore in this? Like, is this how you normally dress in public?
Huh?
Is this how you normally dress in public? Did you really hang up? Come on. I didn't even get to the hard nipples part. Call her back.
Tell her, yeah, we were disconnected accidentally. Yeah.
Unc, you were snickering on Mike.
Well, tell her she at least got salty nipples.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
You were.
Yeah, you fucked it up. Yeah.
That's my job.
That's why she hung up, I bet. It's all your fault.
I'm sorry.
Wow, you guys really do got beef.
What?
We really don't.
No, you do. Let's do like a Team Ladybug, Team Wasp fight.
I think.
Heisenberg says, ask why she's going down on a teenage girl.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
That's a Matt thing to say. All right.
Yeah, that's why I can't have a show.
I'm gonna
try her again. Try one more time.
Okay, all right.
So we don't burn it. Yeah.
Heisenberg has been listening to Party Time too.
Party Time all the time. Drink till you get
bubbles in your spine.
Party Time Monday nights at Miscellaneous Start Time.
Yeah. I think they might start being way earlier.
Because
Mom's gonna she's gonna start working nights till like 7 or 8 p.m. So if I can do it like 2 or 3 p.m. like I can just be loud as fuck.
Yeah, because your mom's not there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that would be good for the UK time.
Okay, here's Linda. It's the same place, Portrait Studio.
Okay, Linda. All right, guys, meet up, please.
This one's gonna work. I'm sure of it.
I'll meet up.
There's a guy in Tiny Chat that wants to send numbers.
Tell him to fuck himself. Tell him to take those numbers and stick them up his ass.
Tell him to go to prankcallnation.com/request.
Yeah.
Not plural, Brad.
Oh, that's a correction from Oops. I need to...
I don't have to tell him. You're currently telling him.
Okay.
Just tell him kiosk and he'll be fine.
Thanks
kiosk.
For your support.
Kiosk.
Fuck your numbers, bitch.
Nope.
Yeah. I'll do the next one. Her name's Kim.
Yeah. Check. We could try the ones that don't answer. You could try them again tomorrow. You know.
Yeah. I'm keeping notes so the other hosts know they can try it again.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Are you writing?
Damn it! This fucking Logitech thing isn't muting well. Fuck.
Okay. This lady's name is Kim.
I'll have to send you more very tiny post-it notes.
Super.
See, that's what you have to say, Brad Carter. Very tiny post-it notes, because they're useful.
Thank you for calling JCPenney Portrait.
What?
La 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 la.
How silly. You called that place at random for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, that was an accident. That was
creepy. How did she get her phone number set to that?
No, that was
what
her
mistake.
That was her phone number. That's the phone number she had in there. So this lady's name is Sarah.
Okay. Sarah.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Sarah.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from the portrait studio. My name is Cross. How are you doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm doing okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, I'm not doing too good. We're going through your portraits that were taken, your snapshots. We have a computer that analyzes for decency in all the pictures. Okay. Did you want to explain to me what's going on here, what you did?
What do you mean?
I mean, you can tell me. It's okay. I see this stuff all the time. But it's, you know, it's easier for you just to tell me now so I don't get disappointed in you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you normally dress like this in public? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was meaning to talk to Sarah. Who's this?
This is her husband.
Okay. Well, I guess you folks came in to get some portraits done?
Yeah.
The computer system scans all the pictures before they're processed for decency, profanity and decency. And they all got flagged because of what your wife was wearing, apparently. Did you want to explain this to me?
Tell me what she was wearing. I know exactly what she was wearing. And it was a...
Well, her nipples were erect in all the pictures.
You gotta be kidding me, right?
No, her nipples are erect, and then she also put her fingers in a V and put it up to her mouth and stuck her tongue through it.
Alright, have fun with your little joke here.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Get out of my store and don't you ever come back, you disgusting people. Oh.
I think he might be
on the V. That's a lesbian gang sign. The V.
It is. It is. Yeah. But that's okay. Right, Dark Stranger? That's okay.
A lesbian gang sign.
And then you say Dark Stranger. Like, it's nice. Like you say, this is gang sign. Dyke chick shit. Right,
okay.
Dark Stranger?
What's our gang color?
You gotta try one more, Carlito. Here's Jenna.
Purple.
Where do we wear our flag?
Purple triangle.
Wear your flag? Never mind.
It's a big purple V.
Purple V.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the portrait studio.
Oh, yeah.
Is Jenna there?
Yes, but I can relay the message.
No, I need to talk to her because the computer is going through the pictures and it has to do with her.
Okay.
Okay. Can I talk to her, please?
Yeah, hold on.
Hurry up.
Portrait studio. I need to talk to you.
Hello?
Is that Jenna?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Cross. I'm calling from the portrait studio.
Uh-huh.
The computer is processing your portraits, and there's a problem. We're going to have you come in and retake the pictures, and you're also going to have to repay because of your indecency.
What does that mean?
Well, the computer scans for indecent material in the pictures automatically. It has like a filter, and it spit out several of the shots that were taken of you because of what you were doing in the picture.
I don't understand. We didn't do anything, no.
What, your nipples were hard in them? You can see your nipples?
I look through the pictures. I don't see anything indecent.
Well, that's before we applied the HD filter. You're giving the middle finger, like, you have your hands on your sides, but your middle finger is showing, and you pulled all your other fingers back. And then also, in another one, your nipples are hard, and you're holding your breasts. Like you're cupping them?
Because it was our daughter who's 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does very disgusting stuff. Is this how she acts in public all the time?
Sure, you betcha. But unfortunately,
does she have spectrum disorder or something?
No, you mixed up the photos is what had happened.
That's impossible. This computer is perfect system.
Excellent. I hope it. Yes, are you from JCPenney Portraits?
I'm from the Portrait Studio.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we looked at all the photos online, and they are just fine.
Well, I said to your stupid wife that that's how it comes out before it gets the HD filter applied to it.
Okay.
Okay. And so she's the one giving the middle finger, your 7-year-old daughter? Are you bad parents that teach her to do this stuff?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
You are? Listen, do you want to, like, have a go at this? Do you want to come down to the store tomorrow?
We're going to come down to the store tomorrow, and mm-hmm. we'll bring the police with us, and you can solve it tomorrow. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, and you pulled on your pants.
Ooh. He got you.
Is it just because I'm on the line, everything gets a little more pedo-y?
Thanks a lot, man.
I'm like, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, damn. That guy had a creepy voice for a pedo, too.
Right?
Yeah. Appropriate.
Yeah.
He's like, that's our 7-year-old daughter.
I should have put you on, Matt. Daughter. Take the hit.
Yeah. You betcha.
Right.
Oh, yeah. See? You betcha.
Oh, yeah.
You betcha.
All right, so we got to get a prank here for Unk and Matt and Zax if he wants to jump in on. I want you guys to be left out. Neon, did you do a prank yet, Neon? You
didn't.
You're
not.
You're busy getting high.
She was going to do a prank.
I'm already there.
Got high.
Yeah, but I already offered it to them.
That, so whatever.
No, Neon can go. She's been on longer.
No.
Nah, it's okay.
Got it.
No,
got
fuck
it.
Her.
You got
fuck
it? Right. You got
Matt Hillox. It's okay. Matt Hillox. Look, and they're not going to answer. So it doesn't
matter. I'm a manager.
All right.
I still find it so funny that the Stone Fire Grill liked that and followed me on Twitter.
Such a silly call.
I don't think I knew that. That's awesome.
That's funny.
I don't think many people bother to look up the name, you know?
Yeah.
So,
they followed me.
So what do we got? Are we going to do one of yours, Brad, or should I pull up a store or something?
Steven Aspinwall posted some numbers to people that posted their cell phones.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
All right.
Top one is
Brad. These are just
and he's, numbers. He's a hell of a guy, too, and he can't even get in here.
Yeah,
he was in here for a little while. I don't know what happened to him.
No, he's saying he keeps trying to come back in, and it tells him to fuck off and leave RB a message.
Oh, well, I don't know, man.
Here. Good job, new Skype experience.
So this guy's name is Brandon Webb.
Brandon Webb. There you go, Matt.
Brandon Webb.
Yep.
Is that what that is?
Brandon.
Yep.
Brandon. What's up, Brandon Walsh? Brandon.
Web, goddammit.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Huh?
Hey, this is Brandon.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Matt fucking Hillock. How you doing, buddy? I always like guys named
Who?
Brandon. Really. Matt fucking Hillock, or just Matt Hillock. How you doing, buddy?
Aww.
He did, man. Okay.
Fuck that guy. Give him the next one. Or try him again.
Oh, he's gone. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
Can you call back as a genie?
No, I don't have the voice changer at the moment.
Oh, can you do
it? I tried. Sure. What the fuck? I don't know. I can't be like, I am a genie. I can do like... This is a genie calling for Brandon Walsh of 90210.
Was there a Brandon Walsh on 90210?
Yeah. He was like the main dude. Mecca Lecca High, Mecca High Neo.
I didn't know.
Mecca Lecca High, Mecca High. I had a real like thing with 90210 for a minute when it first came out.
Rest in peace, Full Heart Man. Alright.
Yeah.
Next one, wow. Brenda. You want to do Brenda? Get Matt. Matt, try Brenda since that wasn't
That's the guy's grandmother. Brenda is Brandon's grandmother.
So okay.
You can pretend to be Brandon and you know see how Grandma's doing.
And so,
I can do my nice.
Hi, I'm Linda.
He's gonna be nice.
Hey, Grammy.
All right.
This is Brandon.
Her cell's busy. We're going to call her home.
Bitch.
Yeah.
He's probably... Tell you need to get bailed out.
Tell her to make you some pot brownies.
You're with Royco Bail Bonds.
Too many thoughts go through my little brain.
Do your own thing.
Oh.
Thanksgiving sucks. By the way, if you guys haven't been listening to me and Zach's stream today.
Oh my god, it's still going?
You're still playing that song?
I just stopped it like 10 minutes.
What?
Grandma!
It was up to like 11 hours.
Come on, start it back up.
It's got to be 24 hours.
Yeah, let's get it to look like Alice's restaurant.
Yeah, it's got to be fucking...
Oh my god, that's...
Yeah, you should put it on right now, and then maybe we'll go do a show in a while or something.
Ah!
Fuck, Grandma.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Grandma.
Was Grandma, like, connected there?
Grandma's...
Does Grandma have a...
Grandma just died. What the hell?
I hate Grandma.
Oh, is that her heart monitor?
I'm Brandon Walsh.
Brandon's getting the defib.
Isn't Brandon Walsh from Goonies?
No, it's... wait.
No, Brandon Walsh was the brother of... what's her name?
Mikey
bitch
Walsh.
Woman.
He's the brother of Mikey Walsh
from
the Goonies.
The wrong eyes.
Yeah, what's her face?
One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah. Shannon Doherty, that bitch.
Was Jason Priestley's role of Brandon Walsh on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, see? I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
Yeah.
Here it goes again. Here's the grandma.
Grandma.
Grandma's fax machine.
Is this her cell phone? Or?
No, it's her home. Her cell just went straight to voicemail.
Grandma doesn't charge her phone.
Hey, can I leave a message?
Sure. Here, buddy.
I don't know what to say. Other than I'm Brandon's lover.
That works.
Yeah, just something like that.
Oh,
wow.
This is Barry.
The key.
Can you hear her?
The phone right now. Please leave a message.
Get ready.
Oh. Yeah, hi there, ma'am. I'm I believe he's your grandson's, his lover. Name's Matt Hillock. I'm trying to get a hold of him because I just got the HIV test done and it's not good and I need, really, really, really need to talk to him. So God bless. Have a good night. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's that real quick before we do the next call, which I loaded a target there for you, Brad, if you don't mind.
Yay.
Keeping it clear here. The URLs we've got, it is for request, prankcallnation.com/request. We also have for the fundraising, it's prankcallnation.com/fundraising.
Someone told me the request is broken, but it's not because I'm getting requests in the email.
Again, it's make sure it's request with one, two.
Thank
Maybe
you for
you should
calling
make it both.
The Fairfield Target store. Our store hours have
changed. Yeah, it wasn't fully set up, but it should
Please
work.
Stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
I'll work on it this weekend.
I dropped my mouse. Life is hard.
I'll get it all fixed this weekend.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Beta bitch.
I am getting requests, though, already.
Yeah.
Zax, we need to run our Patreon like these guys.
Thank you for calling Fairfield Target. How may I help you?
Hey, honey, how are you?
How are you?
Well, I asked you first.
I'm good. How you doing?
I didn't want to tell you. It's private. Can I see if you have an item there? I need a toy. My stupid kid keeps asking for this stupid toy from the TV show.
Uh-huh. So you want to find out about a toy?
Yeah, I want to see if you have it. What do you say like
Okay,
that,
no problem. No problem, sweetie. Hold on 1 second, okay, sweetie?
Okay, honey, baby, sexy, labia, pussy.
Sweet tits.
She did call you sweetie.
Yeah, when they say that, that's open game for me. I'm like, okay.
Right.
She heard all that. She heard all that. She heard all that until the beeping.
How come they can say stuff like that and we can't?
Yeah, heaven forbid you say that to a woman.
Sorry, electronics on my hope.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I was calling to see if you have a certain toy in there.
sure. Which boy is that?
It's Negro Assassin.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
Let me get my scan real quick.
Is that the new video game all the kids are looking for, Negro Assassin?
Yeah.
Sorry, do you have the DPCI for that?
I don't even know what the hell that is, man.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
What do you mean DPCI? What are you talking about? Are you okay?
No, it's just the item number. It just helps me, like, search it.
Where would I have it?
Oh, I was just asking if
don't
you
put
did.
Me on mute like that.
Sorry about that.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. Can I just give you the name of the thing?
Sure.
All right, it's Negro Assassin.
Negro Assassin.
Yeah.
How do you spell that first part?
N-E-G-R-O. Are you there, boy?
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to search it up right now, sir.
Search it with what?
Search the toy.
Can you call on the radio for it?
Sure, one moment. Hey, do you know where the Negro Assassin is? Negro Assassin? Hey, do we have so fine. Hey, do we have the Negro Assassin, bro?
I'm not even sure. Want me to go check on a PA?
Yeah, right. Here you go. Can you open my office, please?
Have him ask for it over the PA.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
I love this. He doesn't even get mad when you call him boy.
Well, you know, they got that. Yeah, hey, did you ask anyone?
Yeah, I'm a different person. So what were you looking for?
Maybe you can get on the walkie-talkie and ask. I'm looking for Negro Assassin.
Negro? As in yeah. N-E-C-R-O?
N-E-G-R-O.
Oh, okay. Let me look it up for you real quick.
Okay. Oh, you're a completely different person?
Yeah.
Hello.
One moment.
Okay. Shout out to Matt Hillock.
Shout taken.
And Zex.
Yay.
But mostly Matt.
Double yay.
I'm not wearing trousers just for you, Zex.
What's trousers?
Pantaloons.
Knickers. Them knickers them boys put over their balls.
That's fucking racist. Come on.
They can get to the fan.
Come on, Matt. Not on this show. Come on.
That's racist. We're looking for Negro Assassin, and that's it.
Somebody pull up my pants, Steph. I shit myself.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Nothing seems to be coming up on it, so I'm not sure if we have it.
Oh, maybe you do.
Yeah.
Can you look in the back?
I was actually looking at the PDA, which is it tells us if it's in the store anywhere.
Oh, yeah? Can you call the walkie-talkie and ask?
Let me go and ask somebody that works in toy section.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay.
PDA. Personal data acquisition.
He's using his Palm 5.
These are my Palm Pilot. I got far.
I lost my Palm Pilot color.
Hang on. Somebody's calling my pager. Hang on.
He needs to log into the Amiga PC.
I never had a pager. Oh, I did for one job, but I remember a drug dealer buddy of mine had a pager, and it was like a garage door opener. It was when they like first came out.
Oh, fuck, hang on. Somebody's messaged me on ICQ. Hang on.
I had a neon blue one. It looks so nice.
Hit me on a beeper. I had one with bubblegum in it.
Can you guys like look at the number that
no
Steven put in there, and please tell me if you cannot laugh.
Jay Dick.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, sorry for taking so long. I'm just trying to find a person. Real quick.
Why is it
just
taking
kind
so long?
Kind of busy right now.
Why?
So,
what was that?
Sorry about
what
that.
Ebola.
Can you get a customer?
A customer?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, ask?
Yeah, ask a customer.
Alright, hold on. I'm doing everything I can to find it.
Maybe a customer knows.
Oh, hold on. I just found somebody. Hold on.
Okay.
Do you know we have a toy item named Negro Assassin? Negro, like Negro Assassin. I think they're playing it, though. It's gonna last. Yeah, we couldn't find it, and I did ask somebody that works in the toy section.
Why did you say that I was
playing
around?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Why did you say I was playing around, motherfucker?
I don't know. It's just, we're really trying to take time right now. Sorry about that.
All
right,
let me put Dr. Unk on the line.
Hello, I'm sorry. My associate, yes. My husband and I, we're looking for toys for our children. We recently adopted some AIDS orphans from Africa, and we were watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All they're doing is just saying that they want Negro Assassin. Like, it was on, I don't know, Nickelodeon, and it's just like the hot new toy,
yeah.
Negro Assassin.
Yeah. If you want, I can personally go and look.
I would appreciate it. I mean, I know you guys are really busy, and I'm sorry that you're like. Like, I really don't want to take any more time than I have to from you, but, like, seriously, Queequeg is really...
It's fine. I'm walking to aisles right now.
Queequeg is just really, like...
I'm looking for it.
Really wanting this Negro Assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
He has, like a bandana over his face.
Yeah. Is he, like, a superhero?
Yeah. Well, he's a superhero contract killer.
He's like Spawn.
He's like Spawn, yeah. He's just like a real badass. He's got like guns and grenades, and he's like black as night. And he's got like
yeah,
a he's got like
I'm,
an
I'm
afro.
Looking for
he's
that
got
right
an
now.
Afro. He's got an afro, and he's always throwing up like a fist, you know, because he's super like strong black man. And you know, we really want our like child to like have a you know a superhero he can identify with that isn't just some like
oh
white
yeah
guy.
Totally I understand sir.
You know, it's like, I mean, because, like, seriously, I'm a white guy, and my husband
yeah,
is...
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know, it's just Queequeg. I just want Queequeg to be able to identify with somebody. I mean, like, Thor is just, like, a crazy white guy, you know? I just... Queequeg is...
Yeah.
And, like,
hold on,
squeezes
I'm
back,
still
squeezes
looking.
Back,
I think
and he says, like,
everything
up
from
my
Power Rangers to
people.
Marvel superheroes.
It's not Marvel. It's too hardcore for Marvel.
Image.
And then we got, I guess, like, toys from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except, like, not for pussies. I don't know. I guess that would be the best way to say it. Like, seriously, it's got guns, like, really nice guns in it. And it's like, and he's like, you push his back and he goes, yeah, motherfucker. Like, and that's his tagline when he shoots people. He's like, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, he says, break yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phone check, homie.
I just
phone
checked the
check.
Whole superhero section. It wasn't there. I'm checking other sections now.
I mean, I think I saw that it was in like the girls section. Like at the
end. Oh yeah, I'll check that right now if you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
he likes
right.
to he likes to hang out with Barbie, like grab her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and Barbie likes to hang out with him too. I mean,
he yells at her, like, he's like, "What's up, girl?" Like that. "What's up, girl?"
"Hey, girl."
"Hey, girl."
And Barbie's all like, "Tee hee hee, I'm a simple blonde." I mean, but like, seriously, like,
"Tee hee, I'm married.
I'm married. I'm engaged. I can't. My father would kill me.
I'm a neon Barbie.
You're my dad."
Barbie girl.
So, sir, I do appreciate.
Yeah, I'm checking the section right now.
You appreciate your patience.
It's full of Barbies, and
would it be possible? Directly. Like, I know you're like super flustered. Would it be possible to ask on the PA?
Your house full of Barbies.
Just ask for management.
I mean, I checked PDA, and it didn't say anything on it.
No, not PDA, the PA, like over the store monitor. Could you say like, "I need a management. I need to find an item. Negro assassin."
Who was responding?
Yeah, let me check on that.
I appreciate it.
Hey, you said it's all full of Barbies. Your house is full of Barbies.
I just really want to get this present for Queequeg, you know?
That could be problematic.
Yeah, Queequeg has to go on a new...
Hello?
Hello, yes. Is this somebody that knows what they're doing?
Yeah, hold on. I'm all the way to toy section, so,
Oh, yeah. Well, don't you have, like, phones around that you can, like, hop on?
Well, actually, we have long lines and a lot of people, so...
No, for the phones, the telephones.
Right now.
I mean, like,
yeah.
You're an employee, like, you don't know how to access the PA?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm not. I haven't been working here for that long, so...
Is there, like, a manager that you can ask the PA code for? You can just be all like, "Hey..."
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, thanks.
The bathroom should be all the way by the entrance. And then just go right, okay?
How dare you help other people?
We were first in line.
Yeah, Queequeg needs this before he goes on a boat
trip.
For
the bathroom?
That's okay.
He's going to go fight a white whale.
Yeah.
I think he needs an intervention.
Hello, yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
Ahab...
Yeah, he needs an intervention for the Barbies.
Captain Ahab, yeah.
Yeah, Captain Ahab. Captain Ahab is his handler that gives him the contracts. I think we should ask that, too, if they have Captain Ahab.
Yeah. How are they still entertaining looking for Negro assassins? They're just asking around. Negro assassin?
Is Sloth going on right at 1 a.m. or whatever?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him, but that's what he say.
Negro assassin.
I mean, like, to be honest, that sounds like a really fucking awesome toy. Like, I really want
I'd play with
assassin.
Yeah, especially like, the way you guys described it.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally be all about that with, like, an afro and just...
And
guns.
A hoodie.
Takes Barbie's trousers off.
I mean, but like, he's irresistible to Barbie. I mean, honestly, like,
"What's up, girl?"
Hey, girl.
And
he's also got a nice suit. You know, he's a hitman.
Yeah.
Girl, you
should
know
ask him,
it's true.
Ask, yeah, we should ask if he's got the suit playset. You know,
he's got Jordans.
Yeah, he's got Jordans for his Armani suit.
I love you. Can't believe Unk didn't stop talking and didn't hear me singing Million Nilly for him.
It. I did hear it, and I appreciate it immensely. Girl, you know it's true.
Now, mini power fist.
Bop.
I was sitting back, thinking about what you meant to me. I really mean that much to you? And all the things we used to do. And it really means a lot to me. I really mean that much to you? Girl... You know it's true.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I
love
you.
I think you should blame it on the rain.
Mm-hmm.
I got confirmation from Sloth. He's going to be ready to go, so we're covered.
Oh, I just noticed the Target hung up on us.
Oh,
did
sure.
They?
Yeah.
Did we ruin it?
Yeah, I think it's all your fault.
That was funny.
That was fun.
He was seriously trying to
spread it out.
Lesson, you know?
Yeah, spread it out. Speaking of spreading it out, Neon has to do a call.
Yes.
Neon, oh my god.
So
what am I calling?
I think that Neo.
What do we got?
Neon, you have 7 minutes to be funny.
When did you get nervous over doing calls, kid?
She's smoking tonight, so that's understandable.
Wait, yeah.
Because she did Indica instead of the other one.
You got 7 minutes to be funny, Neon. What number am I calling?
Just remember, you're smarter than these people you're calling.
Okay. But the Indica doesn't give you that kind of paranoid trip, man. That's more like a sativa thing. Man.
What number should I dial?
Yeah, the sativa is like out of control, hyper, and this one
is
like...
makes your mind flow.
Six minutes.
Well, imagine her funny without it. Shit.
What am I calling?
Yeah.
I imagine all days and they all sound pretty good. So.
Hey, there's a lot of people listening right now, yeah?
Yeah, we're in the 3 minutes early. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Happy Thanksgiving. And anybody that wants to mail edibles to your old buddy Hillock,
that's illegal. That's illegal.
I can PayPal cash.
Yep.
I'm almost out.
Arranging drug deals live on the air.
Matt,
hit me up. Matt Hillock.
Matt is a friend of ours, but not technically a member of this network, just to let you guys know, and these are the reasons.
We've been burned before.
Kansas hosts and sponsors.
Non-network affiliated host.
But for real, anybody message like...
But we love you, Matt.
Yeah, thanks. Love you too.
We've got record numbers right now, 328 as of a second ago. On
wow. So,
I
put it out in a lot of people's ears.
Listen, we got about 5 minutes until Sloth takes over. We're going to get one more prank here. Neon will do it and we'll sign off.
What do I call?
That outro song?
Bang it out.
No pressure.
All right.
Okay. No all right, pressure. Yeah, yeah. Only
right.
The
this.
Whole
I'm pumping my tits right now. I'm ready.
Be funny, asshole.
Yeah. So what am I calling?
Be funny, asshole.
What number am I dialing?
Poor Brad, he's been asking for like 10 minutes.
Call that crazy lady back.
Yes. She's not picking
up. Just a future reference. Best Buys are open until 1 a.m., so we have all kinds of wonderful Best Buy opportunities.
Okay.
We got about three hours left.
We have 3 hours left for Best Buys on the West Coast. Real quick, if you're listening on Mixler, I'm sure there's a lot of you who are not in the chat room. The Mixler chat does not work, of course. You need to go to prankcallnation.com/chat or just click on the chat button at prankcallnation.com and follow the instructions there.
Once again, no numbers in the chat.
Let's
contribute, blah, 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 blah.
Cactus.
Take off your trousers and dance.
Okay, Neon. Neon.
Just call it.
Don't
call it.
Forget to give to our family because remember, PCN is saving Christmas.
Shh. Okay, let Neon do her call.
Neon, you are calling, you are a portrait studio and you are calling a girl named Jenna.
Okay.
And you're pissed about something in her pictures or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Here goes.
Rage quit.
Come.
And you only have 4 minutes to be funny. 3 minutes.
Make them real angry.
If you're not funny, I'm kicking you.
Yep. You're out of here on your ass.
What if they don't answer?
Nope, you're fucking up.
Best number ever, Brad.
Make us laugh. Tell us a joke.
Try a dick shit.
I will tell a funny joke.
Yeah, call a dick shit.
My mom today at Thanksgiving dinner was like, have you heard that voicemail on your phone? Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What? Oh, yeah, because my mom left me a voicemail the other day. Brad had changed my voicemail. And then she was like, oh, my God, I was calling the other day. I'm like, this isn't her. Will you hurry up? I want to leave the message. And then this became like a thing. Everyone's like, let's call her phone. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, holy shit, that was funny.
I would call that more an anecdote than a joke, though.
You're calling you old.
Can I call him your phone? Please give us your phone number. We don't believe you.
All right, Neon's calling. Neon, you're calling a dickshit. Everyone else?
Dickshit. Everyone shut up. Dickshit.
Dude, that mom impersonation, too.
Look, man. Quiet. Cállate.
Cállate, por favor, Señor Hillock.
They must have told me.
Me now, Tito.
Okay,
there's another dickshit in there, too.
Lots
call
of dickshits.
Yeah. Okay, I'm calling the next one I posted just now.
Or try another one. That and there ain't going.
If we go over, how much do we owe to Sloth?
We owe 5 minutes over.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, it's not like we're bound to 24 hours. Like,
yeah.
You know, we can go over. I don't think like anyone's going to be
time is an illusion.
Everyone likes an extra inch.
Now it's party time. Yeah.
We just got to get one pickup for Neon and we're good.
All right. This
one. You can have one extra stroke slot.
That's what she said just now. Did you hear her? That's what she said just now.
Okay, Neon, last attempt here.
Last one.
Yep, this is, you've fucked up four in a row now. So this lady's name.
This is a newbie hazing. I get it.
This lady's, you're a noob. This lady's name is Maggie. You're a portrait studio again.
Okay.
Hey, when they don't pick up, can you call this? The voicemail guy while the numbers change.
Oh, yeah. We could give her that as the last thing.
Yeah.
Is he going to...
I added it in there.
You have reached the voice...
That saves the day.
We'll see.
Mom, ask to speak to the child.
What does Neon say to this person?
You just want to speak to his child.
I don't know. What is it?
His fat kid? Is it that one?
Yeah, I think.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you. Gotta blame it on something.
Blame it on Carlito.
Can we blame it on the purple rain?
Gotta blame it on the purple rain.
Dark Stranger, that album is so pomp.
We're just gonna hear his voicemail saying Rick.
I fucking love Prince, man. Fucking love Prince.
Prince is the man.
Do you remember that time he was performing at the Super Bowl, and it started raining?
It rained and
singing Purple Rain.
It screwed up his guitar. Remember, he threw it at the end of it because it just screwed up his guitar.
And then it killed him because of his electric.
That was in Miami.
Yeah, man, Prince is a man, man.
His Bears bodyguard or whatever told him not to touch it.
All right, so
he ever treated on his first record album. He's riding around on a horse naked, like Lady Godiva. You ever see that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking badass.
Wow. The only time I ever danced in a nightclub was on the stage where they filmed Purple Rain.
Yep,
so I was like, there's no way I could do it. Yeah, Fifth Avenue.
Yep, for, 7th Avenue.
Avenue.
First Avenue, 7th
First Street. Avenue, yeah.
Electric Avenue.
Okay, well, it was fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Carlito.
No problem. Thanks for being on.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for the high sign from Sloth, but in the meantime, Milkman can take us out of here. Brad, I'd like you to go ahead and kick out everybody but Milkman and you and me.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Bye, everyone.
No trousers. No trousers.
No trousers. Take them all off.
Love, love, love.
Yeah,
you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, I love.
Okay, hello. All right, Milkman, take us out of here, damn it.
What the heck was going on there, my brother? Like, I'm telling you guys now, wasn't that an action-packed episode? My goodness, what a cadre and cast of characters. Let me see here, the list included there. The mighty Arby, Dark Stranger was in the house. Dark House Callers, Jayad, my friend. That guy's really funny. That's a fucking hilarious call. Everybody knows our boy Cross, man. That guy's such a happy kid. There's Mr. Hillick. He did a hell of a job. We had Sexy Neon there. RBCP, my friend, Stephen Aswell, and Zach. Well, we had a good cadre of guest callers. Kenneth. Kenners, also.
What's the frequency?
I tell you.
All right. Okay. No, the frequency. All right, we got to go. We got to go, Milkman. Thanks for being on, Milkman.
Oh, okay. All right, well, everybody. Yeah. Thank you. This is the most interactive show you ever find right here on the internet. 9 years later, we're dropping the dime, just asking you to give the time, bring your friends or enemies to this Thanksgiving forecast episode here. Thank you so much, Hermano. Okay. We couldn't do without you.
Okay, real quick, Brad, go ahead and start the outro if you don't mind.
Okay.
I want to say a big thank you to everybody who's been giving me well wishes as I'm in the hospital. I want to thank Brad for helping make tonight happen with the show. That's much appreciated. Thanks for your help, buddy. Yeah, and I'm going to listen to some prank calls for the next day, so let's do it.
Thanks, everybody, for getting out with the Buchanan Saves Christmas.
Woo-hoo. Yes, that too. All right.
Bye, everyone. See you in 3 hours.
Slots coming up next. Thanks.